Yeah, this is G-Lo, hooked up with the homie Digital West, from the Midwest. Yeah, and we just cruising, down the boulevard, shit hitting hella hard. It's 11:22, and this is what we do, G-Lo. Yeah, this is something for the coast. This is how we groove, like the floaters when we float. This is how we move, like a Leo back and forth. Go vacation on the 7-day cruise on the boat. As I quote, funky lyrics as I smoke. On the 22nd day, but we've been going since the first. Homie, I'm the curse, but I'm blessed with a gift. I'm a top shelf, drink a De Leon by the fifth. Perignon by the leader, bumping Missy Misdemeanor. With my baby by my side, looking good enough to eat her. This is for the divas, yeah, the independent mommies. Who got their own cash and ain't gotta ask nobody. Who got their own Mercedes Benz, yeah, the big body. Some got it on the pole, stripping some with the college. I'm giving y'all the knowledge, but the knowledge ain't free. Cause you still gotta listen, pay attention, my G. I'm in position to be one of the best. Had to check in, get connected with the homie Digital West. Shout out to the G, the Notorious 313. It's a Midwest Connect, they respected by the G.
Welcome
to
the room. Just kicking it, vibes, you know, God, church, religious, you know. Cool. Niggas on the aspect of religion, vision, and on factual studies, you know what I'm saying?
Back for the second verse, I call it part two. Shout out my 6 Mile, homie, he did his part two. Back on my shit now, and I'm about to start too. Take my game to a level only far and few can come. This shit ain't over cause the story just begun. Dudes need to put their pants up and put down their gun. The marathon continues, about to make another run. Can't take this shit too serious, I do this shit for fun. When I hate her took nip away, he took away the sun. I left a dark cloud shining down on everyone. The homie said it ain't no fun if you the only one. Get into the money, so I try to bring everyone. The 1-1, double two, the day we celebrate. The homies coming home with a date. Digital West, Big G Lou with the funk. Candy on the paint, 6 pumps in the trunk.
Father, we ask that you give us the strength to get through whatever comes our way. It's by your will that we live, and we know it is also by your will that we will always persevere. Thank you for your everlasting presence, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so thankful. I'm singing with me now.
Amen. Got to start the show off with a prayer. Shout out to Charlie Wilson. I am G. Lou. This is the G. Lou Show, world famous West Side Wednesday's radio show. I know we started off a little bit late. We had some difficulties, right? So, as they say, we had to reset the room. And well, we are back here tonight. Thank you, everyone who's tuning in, joining us wherever you are across the world, whether you're listening online, whether you called in. Thank you for the continuous love and support from me and Queen Jean and the whole G. Lou family. Shout out to Queen Jean, my beautiful co-host. I'm going to bring her in 1 second. But before we get started, I want to give a special shout out, like Charlie Wilson said, to God, first and foremost. Got to do that. You know what I mean? Second of all, I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Conglomerate. Make sure you follow them at the website, BTP Media Group, or on IG, BTP Media, for all your media needs. Shout out Jeff Kwan. Also shout out my big bro Tweed Cadillac, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, every Thursday night, the After Six Cruise Mix goes down on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you tune in and tell a friend. Also check out the website, TweedCadillac.com. Also, got to give a shout out to Didi Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check her out on Amazon with her books and on YouTube as well. Also got to give a shout out to Street Level Clothing. Anybody out there want the OG golf hats? You know, you see me wear from time to time. Hit up the homie, StreetLevelClothing.com. Tell them G Luke sent you. They give you a nice discount. And also, make sure you go to our YouTube channel and support our YouTube channel, the G Luke Show YouTube channel on YouTube. And also, got to give a shout-out to Normani Candles. That is Normani Candles. It's the holiday season. You want your house smelling good and fresh, nice, warm? Hit up NormaniCandles.com. They have specials going on right now as well. And you can follow up on IG, Normani Candles. That being said, it's G Lou. This is the G Lou Show. I'm going to bring in my co-host, the OG, Queen Jean, a.k.a. Mean Jean, on the scene. She is here. What up, Queen Jean? Good evening.
Wow. Good evening, G Lou. How you doing, King?
Hey.
And good evening to everyone that's tuned in. What's happening?
Hey, you know it's happening. You know it's happening here. I know we're a little bit late. Starting a little bit late. I got you up a little bit probably later tonight, but it's okay, Queen, because it's a hump day. We're going to get over this hump. You know what I mean? We're going to get over it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm laughing because we were at the dinner table, and my daughter was saying how tired she was. I said, that's too bad, because I'm going to get my rest by any means necessary.
Right. I know that's
said,
right.
I know you. They said, you'd be asleep at 7:30. I said, and why not? I'm going to get mine. So, yeah.
Right, right.
I'm good, though, right now. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You got to, like I said on Sunday, so be in the present, you know. Enjoy life in whatever way your enjoyment is. Everybody enjoys life differently. So, and as you stated earlier in the show, we do have to give God the praise and the glory for all of our blessings, especially being above the soil, healthy, roof over our head, food to eat, just all the blessings that are we are given, because there are so many people who don't have that, who can't say that. Take nothing for granted, you know, like take nothing for granted. Be grateful and blessed with all that the Most High give you.
Because
we see on the daily what can happen in the blink of an eye, you know, just it's just like, I had three different conversations today, and I had confirmation in all three conversations for myself regarding me, and it was just confirmation. So it lets me know that I got to keep on doing what I'm doing and staying.
Right.
Not staying, but just keep climbing, you know, to the mountaintop. So when my knee has to bow, I know where I'm going. I know where where I'm going to go. I know where my transition is going to go. So that those three conversations, one was for 2 hours, one was for an hour, and one was for 10 minutes. But it was confirmation for me. So to God be the glory for confirmation. You know, so, you know, you guys just don't run from what God is trying to do. You know, when God is pulling you in, you got to let him pull you. You got to be there. You got to go there. You can't fight against what God is trying to do in your life, because you don't know if you got that next second to enjoy what he's trying to bless you with.
Right.
I don't even know where that fears came from, but I guess it's just the way I feel. I don't guess. That's the way I feel. So, you know.
Right. It's okay.
When the spirit moves, it moves. You know, you can't stop the spirit from moving. You just can't. You know, people can't stop the bad spirit from moving, so you definitely can't stop the good spirit from moving at all.
That's right. That's right.
So anyway.
Let it out. Let it out.
Hump day.
Hump day. I'm going to give a, speaking on, you know, life and past, you know, I got to give a special shout out to my uncle. I lost my uncle, what's today, Wednesday, Monday. I got the news Monday evening. I lost my Uncle Raymond, which is my grandfather's brother. So it's like he was the last one out of, it was like three brothers. My grandfather passed probably like, when, 08? And my Uncle Raymond was like the last one. And, you know, he passed, but, you know, you know, he lived a long, great life. You know, he's loved and you know, left behind a great legacy, great grandchildren, everything. So I just want to give a special shout out to my Uncle Raymond and say rest in peace, and to the House family, everyone, love you. And yeah, you know, great loss, but great contribution to life. And like I said, what he left behind is a legacy. You know, so. Rest in peace, Uncle Raymond. Wanted to say that, you know, since we were giving up love. That's all. That's all.
And my,
that's all.
You know, our sincere, deepest condolences from my family and also the G. Lou family and those who are in tune with us. We give you our deepest condolences to you and your family. And, you know, your uncle is definitely in a place where you can rejoice. You know, remember I used to always say, we live to die and we die to live, because that's when a second life has actually begun, and it's nothing like here.
Right.
We get sad because we're going to miss our beloveds, but, man, the transition, going to a place that's unknown to us, whether you have your own personal visual, it's a place that I want to be. It's a place that I want to go. I want to see that light, and that's where your uncle is, and that's why you're able to say the things that you just said about him, you know?
Right.
But we give you our condolences, but, you know, the saying, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Very welcome. But it is Hump Day, Wednesday. And I hope you guys can appreciate us just coming on in here talking before we started with music. I mean, it's just the way of the world. I noticed that G. Lou has been playing gospel a song or two before we start the show, and I love that, you know, because if it wasn't for the Most High, this platform wouldn't be where it is. It just wouldn't
be. Right. That's,
you know,
a fact.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be. So you got to give praise to the Most High. You just have to. Yeah.
Yes. That's a fact.
Happy birthday to Big U today.
Happy birthday to Big U.
Even his testimonies, you know, him doing the football with his sons when they were younger, having his football league and doing what he was doing. You could tell he wasn't no easy coach, but look where his sons are at.
Yeah, in the NFL. Doing it well.
And they're trying to bring
Big U down right now with all this bullshit on the internet and all these dudes. They doing that because they know he's in a different place. They're trying to make him, you know, it's almost like they acting like the police. It's like you trying to make my man like all this. I don't understand. I ain't mean to go there, but I got to just say that because shit is just despicable to see grown men out here doing what they doing, trying to bring another black man down, especially at the part of his life where he at right now, regardless y'all get along or not. Doing all that extra is just... it's just terrible. I hate to see. But like Queen said, it's the positive over negative. And salute to Big U, man, for everything you're doing.
Absolutely. And that's what happens when you're on a path of righteousness. They come for you. They will come from you from all angles. They will come from you. But when you are protected with the armor and you have a hedge of protection around you, it's no penetration. There's no penetration.
Right.
The only one that can allow that penetration to come in is you yourself. But if you stand on what you stand on, it's not going to happen. It's not happening. And they will try. They will continue.
Yeah.
People will continue and continue and continue. But don't break. Don't break. Eliminate.
That's a fact. That's
Eliminate.
A fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's what you do.
Preach.
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
So, yeah. Happy birthday to Big U. A lot of craziness going on the internet, you know. And we know this because we all are on social, not all, but we're on social media and we see what's happening with Love and Diddy.
Yeah.
See, this is why you can't have a big ego. You cannot have a big ego. You cannot do these things in the dark.
Right.
And think that I done got away because it lasted for over 20, 30 years. You think you are clean slate. But, you know, who do we have? We got Suge Knight, R. Kelly, now we got him. And now all these things, there's so much stuff coming out. Don't have an ego, people. Just don't. No matter what industry you're in.
That ego is not your amigo. That ego is not your amigo, man. For real.
Stay
humble, man.
Yeah.
Stay humble. You know, like you said, we ain't never, because like you said, all of us got done stuff and this, that. I'm thankful to be, you know, we thankful to be where we are now and blessed and just trying to do right now despite whatever we done in the past. Hopefully God can look past that, or hopefully we just, you know, we pay all our dues and our receipts for our karma or whatever. But like you said, I'll never get the ego and thank you bigger. You know, that's why I'm never, you know, trying to tear no one else down, never doing nothing, because I ain't no better than nobody else. While you talking about the next person, you got shit going on too, so I'm sure someone can point out about you. So like Queen said, never get an ego, man, and none of that. Just be thankful, man, for where you are and just try to do better every day. That's all you could do, you know?
Yeah, and egos will beat you up. It's like the boogeyman coming after you. It's here in front of you before you even know it's there. Before you know it, is there. Your whole world is crashing down, and that's what I don't want. I would never want to experience that, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of stuff that's just craziness. But if you stay in your lane, don't swerve. When you hitting that switch, hit it for joy. Don't hit it for pain. You know
that part, like that.
Yeah, just
like that.
Period, you know, like for real. So
Al
Green
says
love and happiness.
Love and happiness. Make you want to do wrong, make you want to do right. Shout out to the Reverend Al Green, man. You know, I got to see the Rev a couple of years ago. That was a great, even though he's older, that was a great experience. But Reverend Al was up there, boy, like he was. Yeah, he said, you know, sometimes I had to sit down and he grabbed his seat and did all that, but he still performed at the top like he was 20 years old. Shout out to the Reverend Al Green. Blessing right there. Thank you,
absolutely.
And
you know, they sit down now.
These OGs
are not trying to stand up and entertain because you know where it comes from? It don't come from their feet. It comes from their voice, their gut. They don't need to be doing all that fancy dancing like they were able to do, because even Eddie LaVert, he sits down when he sings. Ronald Isley, he sits down when he sings.
Right.
Because they still gon' sound good. Now somebody needs to let Frankie Beverly sit down when he sings and quit trying to get him to stand up, because they gon' sound good regardless. So yeah, right on for Reverend Al Green to sit down and still have that voice come out. And you know, people just want to hear you sing. They want to hear the oldies, you know. They don't care about all that performance. But if you can do it, do it. But if you can't, you still gon' get the love from the OG.
That's right.
That's a blessing.
That's right.
You got to see Al Green.
Yeah. That was at the same show where, rest in peace, your nephew, your cousin. You know what I mean? That was that big show.
Oh, yeah, with Draco, that show. You're absolutely right. He was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like one of the last
performances.
That was the last performance, actually, because after him, Snoop was supposed to go on and close it out. Rev was the last one, then Snoop. But Snoop never came out because all that was going on. We didn't know what was going on.
Right.
We seen the helicopter, and the show was just paused. We were waiting. And so everybody was like, something ain't right.
And we start seeing the ghetto bird just circling right there on us. Like, something ain't right. Then that's when, you know, we started getting the word, you know. So, yeah, man.
And that's how I found out from your post when you said something happened
to
Draco. And I was like, I didn't even say anything on your post. I just immediately called my cousin.
Yeah, no, after you reminded me, I was like, yeah, you're right, it is your people. You know, and like you said, all unfolded mm-hmm. from there. Yeah.
Yeah. I called her and I said, hey. And she said, I got to go, Cousin Gene. I got to go ID my son's body. I said, so he did die? He's dead? Because at that point, it wasn't put out.
They didn't know what happened.
But that was the L.A. But that was a treat just to be
at
able to see Al
Green. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was. And a lot more people. Queen, that show was so big. That's what I said. I don't know.
How many stages?
It was really a great show, but it was maybe too much, you know, but they had like five different stages, you know what I mean?
Wild.
All going on at once or at different times. So there was a couple people I missed because I was over here watching this person, but they had it set up. You can kind of, but they had like the oldie stage. Al Green was really the only one. He was special. They put him in the mix like with the same stage as Snoop. Like it was Al Green and Snoop was going to close. But they had another stage strictly mainly for all the oldie groups. It was like the Stylistic. It was like a lot of great group. Everyone was there from Quick to Warren G to, like you said, the Snoop to the Stylistics and Al Green. That shit was just amazing, you know, but I guess it was
too much.
That's
why
it
was so
much.
Crowded.
Yeah, it was.
Perfect time.
Yeah.
Perfect crowd for the incident. I'm not, you know, glorifying what happened to my cousin, of course, but that crowd, you know what I'm saying? That was just like the crowd to be able to do what you did.
Yeah.
You know, so many people there.
And it's crazy. The crazy part is, Queen, that happened backstage, because something like that really, once you think about it, even me thinking later, like anything could happen in that crowd. I'm talking about you had like a sea of people just out there roaming. It was nothing crazy on the outside. That shit happened backstage. So that's the crazy part. It could have been anything out there in the crowd. It was so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But they said they wasn't searching. You know what I'm saying? Like
they searched, but they did search because I went through a thorough. But I mean, when you have that many people, it's gonna be as far as the people backstage. Yeah, like those people who
mm-hmm.
were backstage, like celebrities and them.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear that they weren't searched. Yeah, those people. Yeah, you're right. I did hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially certain people. You know, they can probably come right in, depending on who
mm-hmm.
you are.
Yeah. But hopefully, you know, the promoters have learned something from that.
Oh, yeah, they had to.
You know, differently.
Yeah.
They just, you know, so hopefully,
Especially in L.A., you got to have that type of stuff, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, enough of that. We're not going to count, you know what I mean? And rest in peace to bro, you
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? But
rest in peace, Darrell.
Yes.
Draco.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But check it out, y'all. It's Westside Wednesdays radio show. It's G Lou. It's Queen Jean. The phone lines is open. Anyone want to call and chime in, speak your piece, speak anything, 914-803-4001 is the calling number. And I got a topic I want to speak on, too. I'm going to bring that up shortly after I play a couple of songs. And I think, you know, there's something I think you'll want to chime in on, Queen, and the men and women can relate to this. It's a topic, you know, it just kind of came off a song I'm going to play later, but I got a topic I'm going to bring up shortly, too. So shout out to everyone out there. Tune in, kick back for a minute, enjoy some of the vibes and kick it with us, because we're going to come back and talk about some things, too, shortly. It's G Lou, Queen Jean, Westside Wednesdays Radio.
To be badass, the Holly Ham, Luli, the new mafia, Don, the big man, that's me. Feel me? Yeah, no sense. I like to give a shout out and a big thank you and a big appreciation to the G Lou Show. Tune in.
With the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact
altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of matter what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, beating to the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the same whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read D equals a D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist that won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's the formula.
But those who wanna comprehend will again be in the midst of the brother. Unlike another in any way, cause Trey don't play, say what the other say. Originality is a must whenever I bust. The funky composition is crushed, and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential. Be getting hype with Trey rocking the instrumental. Nothing like what you've heard before and more. Never let see, I don't fess. I mean, I'm like fresh if not the freshest. When I'm expressing my thoughts on, finally you can help but listen up and get caught on. Because I cook when I pick up a pen and begin in the end. It's dope, that's cause I wanna win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a top, what is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's the formula.
Imagine making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Shift at the stations, not many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when under dope style calculated by the great. Waiting for just a second to get caught up in my record. New but not a kid to be born. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear of this, you shouldn't choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
DLC, check it out. Also, it's another young brother's birthday today by the name of The Game, Jaycion Taylor, one of the West Coast young legends out there, you know what I mean? So we want to show Game some love today, too. Happy birthday, young homie. Much love and respect, many more, and thank you for your contributions to The Game.
Want you to come home no matter if it's late at night.
I hear you talking.
I know you're saying you're working, but baby boy, this feeling ain't right.
I'm just out here trying to get my money, you know that.
Fuck that, we got enough house, enough cars. You done bought me enough jewelry, tired of your shit, my nigga, you hear
me? No, I'll be at the studio and
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, you lying? Who you trying to run that game on? Who you think I am? I'm not one of these thoughts you met at Playhouse.
I drove by,
nigga, you wasn't at Drake's house.
Parked my shit at Ye House and hopped in the Uber.
Jaycion, stop lying, you fucking think I'm stupid.
Nah, look, ain't nobody say that. You ain't complain when I bought that Maybach. Put you in Chanel, your friend Chanel can't even say that. You wanted to see Rihanna, I put you and your friends at the concert. Closet full of Giuseppe, you came a long way from Converse. Took you out that Hong Kong, put you in that Tom Ford. All this arguing, I ain't got no time for. You called my phone like 50 times, don't do no shit like that. I was just fucking them girls, I was gonna get right back.
Spinning around.
I'm strapping up. Shit, you acting up?
Yeah, I'm acting up, nigga. You're not gonna keep on playing me. You're not gonna keep on playing me. Is it gonna be that bitch or your family? I'll kill that bitch, whole family. I fucking hate you.
What's your crazy ass shooting in the house for?
What's your dumb ass ruining in the house for? And what time you get home anyway?
Shit, about four.
And that's what the fuck you sleeping on the couch for?
I don't give a fuck, dog life. I'm an outlaw. And the next bitch ain't nothing but a house call. Scrolling through my iPhone, looking for my side chick. This bitch always flipping, pushing buttons like a sidekick. That's when I hop in my Jeep and pull it up to Toxic.
And while you gone, guess what? I'll be bouncing on that side dick, nigga.
Better you lose, and all this loud chirping that you consider rude. But when food is on the table, we may be arguing like we can and we able. Then we have to make up love and we get back to table. Have a little girl, I clip the cord from her navel. Hey,
I guess it's just a little
for the evening. Check this out.
Yo, Mo B, man. Drop that shit. You know what time it is. Yeah, I know what time it is. I'm going to grab one by the hand, you know what I'm saying? And the man, throw up that shit. Hey, yo, throw y'all fingers up. Dub sound, man. Dub sound, you know. Tell me, baby, are you lonely? Don't want to rush out, can help you if you're only. Let me touch it for wrong love, tell me. Cause I get caught up in the life I live in hell. See, I never thought I'd see the day when I would calm down. You ain't heard, I've been on the clown and get around. That's my word, see you walking and you're looking good. Yes indeed, got a body like a sex fiend. You're killing me with your attitude to match, right? Don't be phony cause I hate it when you act like. You don't know me, I've been stressing in the spotlight. I want the fame but the industry's a lot like a crap game, ain't no time for commitment. I gotta go, can't be with you every minute, nigga. Another show, and even though I'm known for my one night stand. Look here, I wanna be an honest man, but temptation comes.
You've been searching for
I be committed. Heaven knows getting weak and I wanna hit it. So here I go with my ride in the morning. Getting high, I can hear the people calling. I'm passing by, everybody knows I'm falling. And the car gotta keep myself from falling. But it's hard, all the cuties know I'm under pressure. What do I do? Keep it shaky with your good stressor. Stay smooth, should I broke or should I wait a while? You decide if you tell me that you don't want it. That's a lie, move closer, let me whisper some dirty words in your ears as I kiss you. On every curve, slow down, baby, don't rush. I like the flow, can't hold it any longer. So let it go. Open the gate to your waterfall up in heaven. And don't worry, I let myself hit all the hurt. Hey, hey, hey. Give us a finger. Settle down, got a woman at a feedback. And every town, I don't want them, but I gotta do it. The temptation got me ready to believe. The sensation, sit down and conversate like you know me. Take my hand, cause even thugs feel lonely. Understand, even the hardest of my homies need attention. Catch you blowing up the telephone, reminiscing. I wanna take you to the movies and the park. A quiet spot for you to do it in the dark. Now that is fashion. Hold me tight, don't need lights, I can see you by the moonlight. I know your man ain't loving you right. You're lonely and depressed, you need a thug in your life. Enough talking, you want me to leave, I get to walk and see you later. Cause baby I'm a player, and all I heard was give him a finger.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. This is the G Lou Show. Yes, sir. The G Lou Show, Westside Wednesday. Sponsored by OG Music Group / OG Radio in conjunction with Blog Talk Radio. West Coast hip hop at its finest. With a G twist. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 to 12 on the East, 9 to 11 Central Time. The G Lou Show. Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome back to the G Loop Show. I'm just getting back laughing. Shout out to the G Loop Show, Westside Wednesdays, celebrating 10 years on the radio. That actually right there was like, oh, that was probably for my second year, I think, we did that commercial. So shout out to my homeboy Reese and his wife Joy. And everyone out there on this 10-year run we got going on. It's G Lou. I got the queen with me, OG Queen Jean. So I'm calling Mean Jean. But check this out. You just heard the last song I played, right? That was Temptations by Tupac. And, you know, I thought I have a topic for tonight, and that kind of prompted the topic because I was listening to that earlier. And I was like, wow, Temptations, because living in 2023, you know, a whole lot has changed. It's a whole, you know, we're like in strange days, you know. So it's like with everything going on when it comes to like relationships, dating, whatever, partnership, whatever, in the new millennium, in this 2023, I'm not saying, you know, back in the day it's different because a lot of stuff changed, but even saying now in 2023, do you think the audience, and Queen Jean, do you think, because the last song was Temptations by Tupac, meaning, you know, all those temptations and stuff people have. And we're in 2023 with so many temptations, so many distractions, so much going on. Do you think one could be, whether male or female, probably mainly males, I don't know, but could resist temptation and be faithful in 2023 as far as starting a new relationship?
Well, that was part of a conversation I was having earlier as far as dating in 2023. And the person I was having a conversation with, she's in her 60s and I'm in my 60s. And we were both saying that at our age and the way it appears to be in the dating world now, even with people, men our age, they're not as genuine, and they
keep
don't
real,
I mean
queen.
they forget what cloth they come from. You know what I'm saying? They're so caught up
Speak
in this
it.
New generational these Barbie dolls or whatever you want to call them. They're so caught up in
Speak
the way
it.
Women they're looking now. So For me, I would say, I don't know, I don't think so, but it's nothing that I want to test and try out to find out.
Right.
Because
right.
I don't have the patience for it. I don't, I'm at a peaceful place. I don't want to be in that mindset that I was in the 80s and in the 90s and in the 70s where I got to wonder if. My man
right.
is texting. My man talking about he's going to the store to make a run to the store because it only takes.
He's talking about going to the store. He over there doing some shit, some strange,
right.
some fun, some strange things.
It only takes. You can.
Oh my God.
You can, you know, get off in seconds, in minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It only takes that, and you can come back with whatever you're going to come back with, but you done got your nut off while you was out. I don't have time to be trying to wonder if this is what the hell you're doing. I don't want to put myself through no mental anguish like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to do that
serious,
to myself
yeah.
at my age, at my being 64.
Right.
Who wants to, that's sandbox stuff. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time for that, and this is why I'm single, because you could say I have trust issues. I don't know what it is, but whatever the issue is, you're not going to come and interrupt what I got going on with me now. And then I was saying, you know, being single and you don't have to worry about a man just always trying to poke you from the back. Like, well, damn, what if I don't want to be poked tonight? What if I just want
to
relax and cuddle up? Do
right.
we always have to be, do we always have to go there? You know what I'm saying? Like, but this is what it is now. My thoughts. My thoughts only y'all, so don't
right,
come
right.
to me.
Right, no, that's what
No, you can come for me because I like to have the conversation. But it's
right.
like, even with sex, is very overrated, you know.
Right, right. Because there's no
the
intimacy. Well, go ahead. I'm going to let you, then I'm going to
go you're ahead. Right. It's, no, come on. It's no intimacy. It's just straight going for the guts. That's it.
Right, right.
You know, it isn't no intimacy. So that's my thought on can a man be faithful? They can tell you they being faithful, and they know how to, men and women both know how to just play the game. Like, they can have you feeling like you are the only one. But sooner or later, something's going to slip. Either this woman that they playing around with going to get caught up emotionally, and now she just wants you to herself, even though she knew her position in the beginning.
Right.
But she
blow
wants,
the whole spot
she
up.
Wants to, she want a checkmate now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm no longer a pawn. I want to move further up in, I want rank now. So there it is. Everything that you thought you had under wraps for 25 years have now surfaced to the light.
Right.
So if you don't want to be in a relationship and you don't want to be faithful, you don't want to be faithful in one, just don't get into one. Don't bring nobody into your mess when you ain't ready, just to hurt them emotionally, just to hurt them, because you don't get the one who's gonna be tired of being hurt, and then there's gonna be some painful stuff that's gonna happen. Everybody gonna be hurt. Your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your sister, your brother, everybody that loves you, because you want to play with somebody's emotions. So if you're not ready to be in that, then don't get in that. You're not obligated to be in nothing you don't want to be in.
Right.
And make it clear from the beginning. Make it clear. I just want to play. I don't want no commitment. And if you ain't with it, don't pretend like you with it and you got to know, oh, yeah, I can do this. Let's play. And then your feelings get caught up. You got to know. So that's my take. Is that a good answer?
No, that was long-winded, but that was deep right there. That was, I think you touched on all, especially the ending right there. It was almost like, you know, you was in church right then, you know, because you're speaking. But that's real. That's real. Very, very real, very, very true. And I think you spoke on all angles, all facets of that situation. Now, I wanted you to land because I wanted to come in too and add maybe from a man's perspective, like everything I agree with what you said. And the only reason I asked that question was because, and that's why I specifically said like in 2023, or you could put 2020, 21, 2018, last maybe 5 years, whatever. You know, but I think what is going on now, which we already know, this is almost like a small scale talking about relationships and love and all that, because as we all know, all the other stuff overcrowds everything. We're just in a different time right now, space, days, like these revelations, where that's why I even mentioned love and relationships. That's a small thing, because people don't give a damn about life and respect or none of that. What you think they think about love and, you know, all these other little things that they probably take for granted now. So I'm going to say that to say this. In 2023, temptations, I think, and commitment, all that is at an all-time, like, high. And I think it's more temptations these days and more because there's so much going on. A man can be distracted, even the best, probably the best of men, because even when I said that, is we know that's not true. Like, it's not all men or women are like that, and there's definitely people out there looking for real love and want real love and are good men and women. I mean, totally solid. We do know that still exists. But just like how radio is today, when we get just the same stuff and the stuff that we get presented to us, that's the same thing that you get presented mainly on the you know, dating scene or people that you see, you know, for the most part, because everyone keeps up with the Joneses, wants to be like everyone else. And we're just living in a time, I think, where there's so many distractions. I'm going to probably say from a man's point of view, it is so many distractions to a point where a man, whether he's single or in a relationship, to where you're going
temptation.
Instagram. Yeah, I mean, temptations, because it ain't just like on TV. You just go on your phone now
you're going to see temptations, man, because you go on that Instagram or whatever. You're not even going on there for that. But soon as you may scroll just a little bit, just a couple, you know what I mean? You may see something nice and positive, and you scroll down the next one, and you just see maybe somebody, you know, a female, you know what I mean, just putting it all out there or just showing it or she just may be beautiful but just extending it. You know how these women do now? The women that know that they're beautiful, which women always knew that they were, certain ones, you know, but they knew how to be classy and still represent. Because what I think is if a woman is beautiful and sexy and all that, she ain't even got to put it all out there on display. The real ones know, the ones know, and especially the ones that count know, you know, so they're going to seek you, you know. But now I think even the ladies that don't have to do that, the ones that are beautiful and don't need the extra attention, they're on now with their extra attention just showing their ass in every photo. And, of course, a man looking at it, you feel me? But I'm just saying that's what they're doing. So I think it lowers and raises the standards on both ends from a man and a woman, because a dude, even if that's a good female and maybe someone you want to seek and like, it's still like, man, because now you know, every when you're on there showing your ass and doing all that, everyone sees that too. So you got every regular man, you know, lusting after you and doing all this, even though you may be a good girl and I may want to seek you out. So now the man ain't looking at it that way. So now everyone's standards are lowered because you got the man that's like, hey, I don't know, maybe I don't have to do all that to get that. You know what I mean? I can just do this and that.
You
and
can just
hook
get
up.
It.
You can just get it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So so now even probably the people that want real love, or on the woman's part or whoever, they have trust issues because they see that that's what's going on, so they're not going to even trust nobody. And the man that may be a good man and all that, he see that shit. It ain't that hard. So I ain't got to do that. And then they may not know how to be faithful and know how to keep it real and know when they have a real good woman, because the playing field is out here so open. So it's just a lot of distractions and temptations out there, I would say, for an average man in 2023. And like you said, it ain't even got to be young men. It could be the old men, too, because the old players, you know, got their phones and stuff, too, and they doing the same. They watching the same thing. It's like it's
absolutely
no barriers or walls or filters in between anything. This, from a 16-year-old girl to a 48 or 58-year-old man or woman, kind of all in the same playing field because they all seeing and doing the same things now. If you get it, you know, that's why even the parenting thing is crazy, because the kids doing the same thing the grown-ups doing, because we all got access to the same stuff.
And you
know, that makes sense.
It does make sense. And another thing is, we older women, don't try to compete with these younger women. Don't do
facts.
That. Because if you stay classy.
Facts.
They can't compete with that, because they have they're not grown enough to know how
shit.
To be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So as an older
woman,
try to compete with these younger girls. Yeah, don't
older
do that. And with
too.
An older man,
older
don't
too.
Try to compete. Yeah,
too,
don't
right, wearing them skinny ass jeans, trying to look like these young boys. Don't be doing that.
Absolutely, don't do that. Stay in your lane. Be classy, because classy is sexy. It's
that
very
part.
Sexy. And,
that
and
part, queen.
You don't have to show a whole lot of skin and cleavage and be going across the piano.
I love classy.
With your lingerie on and showing.
You got to do it.
You know, it's
if you
lingerie,
fine and pretty,
but you got to.
And fine, even if you got a big booty, a dude already see that. Even if you covered up.
Absolutely.
Dude already see what he need to see. He ain't got to see it all extra on display. So now all the other men's is lusting after you and all that. Because even if you my lady now, if that's how you carry yourself, it's hard for me. You know, we're always going to have issues. And then they wonder why you have the art. That's another thing, too. That's why it's disturbances in relationships, because how women carry themselves and want to be presented, you know, with all the extra. And I get it. Everyone wants to be sexy, and that's good. But like you said, queen, keep it classy and sexy, not overdoing it. Women will come out
don't
there, even if they got a man. Even if they got a man, know they got a man. Will be out there dressed like, you know,
like
what
they
I mean?
Don't
so,
have
you know,
a man.
Everybody's
like they
at
don't
you.
Have one.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know who I don't know if he's a basketball player, but anyway, he's married, and him and his wife is going through that because he found out she had an OnlyFans page.
Oh
and
yeah, I heard about that.
heard
yeah,
about that.
And she said, well,
Joe
I was
Smith,
a stripper when you met me. See,
yeah,
and then somebody put up about his son's baby's mother or girlfriend, and his son is deceased. Now, I don't want to call his name out, but if you follow him, you know what I'm talking about. And he was saying, and look at this hoe. She just a straight hoe. You know, my son.
Oh, yeah,
gone.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
talking.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I said,
homie.
And
I
commented.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, and I commented.
Yeah.
I said, hoes don't love themselves.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what you, if you say, well, I'm doing what I got to do. Look, go work at McDonald's.
She
go
already who she
like
was
that.
When that's on your son gone and all that, but whoever she was before, whoever, when he had
and
her, maybe
what,
he just
yeah.
didn't know who she was.
Or maybe
that
he
was
loved
her
enough
girl,
to
that don't
accept
mean she wasn't no, exactly.
You know, so
she
I just
was
said,
who she was.
My comment, absolutely. Hoes don't love themselves. And that was just my mm-hmm. comment because I know they say get your hustle on, do what you got to do. I get it. I get it. But for me, myself personally, I would have never went that route. I'm a do what I got to do and no sell myself. I'm not going to sell me. Ain't no dollar. I ain't no price tag on me, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm not a materialistic person. I'm not into designer stuff. I may have a few here and a few there, but I don't have to have it. It's not that I can't have it. But
no, but that's the key thing, Queen. You made a perfect example. Then I'm going to go to phone line because I always tell you this, Queen. If they see you and the stuff you post, they don't know what you be having on, but everything you have on be fly. So whether it's designer or not, people, I'm sure, don't even look at that. Don't even know what you be having on, but you always look fly and presentable and classy and straight, like you said, so it don't even matter. But like, just like what you said, that's what counts, and that's what matters. It's never been about the designer. Dudes used to be G'd up back in the day, fly and all that, with probably $30-$40 worth of clothes on, but it's how you do it. If you clean,
mm-hmm.
crease, iron, however it is, just got your shit sharp to a T, it don't matter what you got on. That's going to overshine everything. You know what
everything.
I mean? So it ain't, like you said, it ain't about
everything.
That.
Everything. And thank you for the compliment. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, Queen, you always fly. I don't know who you be having on, but you be fly when you do it. So that's all that matters. You know, let me
thank
go
you.
To the phone lines, Queen. We got
okay.
a caller out there that want to speak on it. Caller, good
okay.
evening.
And you know, man, I'm opinionated, man, agitated, and I'm instigated.
No, he's going to speak on it.
Man, I'm instigated. You know, man, the internet has made average women believe that they're worthy of all of this and they're too good for the Cheesecake Factory and
right.
all these regular restaurants. Do you realize that back in the day, you could take a girl to Sizzler, all you could eat buffet, and them chicken
Sizzler.
Wings was them chicken wings was good as fuck. Have a good
hometown
time.
Buffet too.
Home.
Yep, Golden Corral, all of that, man. And it was
yeah.
cool. They want an experience that they don't really get. And then a lot of women will say, well, show me that you like me by taking me to this expensive place when they don't even really know you. They're really
right.
just trying to pat your pockets. It's,
right.
it's basic extortion.
Yep.
It's extortion. And then a lot of guys will go out of their way. It is still simps around and stuff. But a lot of women, from what I perceive, they're getting all this attention in their DMs,
mm-hmm.
and they could have
mm-hmm.
a guy, right? And when they're getting all this other attention, they always feel like the grass could be greener on the other side.
Right.
Women can
right.
cheat and get away with it, come back
right.
and kiss
Preach.
You, and you would never know. It was a lady that admitted it, that I wouldn't have had sex with a guy and came right back and kissed my husband. She actually said it. Women can get away with cheating way more than men.
Yeah.
And a lady always said, if a guy look at your phone, he's insecure. But the first thing a woman want to do is go through your phone. So who's really insecure? A woman really nowadays, they want to get the most that they can get out of any dude. Period. They don't really like you. They just want to see what can you provide for them. They showed a stripper the other day. I saw this online. Funniest thing in the world. lady had an Audi in front of the strip club. She was a stripper. One of the other strippers was hating on her and walked up to her car, and it was roaches on the inside of her car walking around. And the broad was in an Audi. Nice car. And it, you could see roaches on the seats. Roaches just all up in the car just walking around. And it's like, this is what you're getting,
wow,
sir. You know, and she busted her out like that. That is
crazy.
I'm talking about they was all up in that car.
That's crazy. Tweet, check this out, too. And not only with the women, but I ain't going to let the dudes get off too easy, because I think another thing that is going on, too, dudes don't know how to be, like, men don't know how to be men no more. And even if you say you were square and a man, they don't even know how to do that. But the players, even the so-called players, right, don't even know how to be real players no more. So they're not
they
even
don't know how to romance like
right.
They used to. Uh-uh.
Yeah, so
well,
dudes don't even do
romance
shit right.
Somebody that you think is kind of hard to romance.
Going
to
finesse you.
A girl, because you don't really know. Yeah, man, you really don't know. Man,
That's true. But I'm just saying, too, though, the game, this shit is getting crossed and crisped up, because that's true, too. But real, it was still real players and real dudes that can, you know how to do what they need to do. So maybe even if they can teach the game or give, you know what I mean? You can, some women may be in need of some real, you know, game or leadership, or just trying to see how it go and play. Dudes today don't even know how to do it right. You know, they more so the female sometimes.
Yeah, and then the other women that could guide and lead these black women on a good path to get you a good man, they're in competition with the young girls. You know,
that's what,
like,
I was saying earlier.
How the hell, exactly, I heard that too, Queen. How the hell is a mom and daughter going to go into a club? What kind
right,
of
yeah.
shit is that?
Yeah, that's a,
that
yeah,
is the
exactly.
stupidest thing in the world.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's
look
going
alike.
On now.
Same
that's going
piercing,
on now.
Same tattoos. Your mama got a chest tattoo and you got one. I mean, come on, man. The
they,
world
be on,
is just
they be on Instagram twerking together. They be online twerking together, seeing who
if
I got it from
not
my mom.
That's the most craziest shit. That's the, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's
let me
messed
tell
up
you,
because
go ahead, Tweet.
We don't really trust each other because, and the funny part about it, I'm glad that it is social media, because these girls will get on there and put on their makeup while they talk about how they finesse dudes. I be, man, looking at little TikTok shit. They tell on themselves and tell about everything that they do. They can't hold water, like how your grandma used to say, girl, you can't hold water. They run and tell everything on how they do dudes. It's bad enough they've been going out on dates with dudes, getting these meals and don't even like the dude. That right there is scandalous, man, off the top. Come on,
right.
If you don't like me, don't go on a date with me. Period.
If
right.
you don't,
don't
like
me,
just don't mess with me. Just leave me alone.
Exactly.
These,
right.
these women
yeah, but,
or these girls and these and some of the older women my age, they just don't, they just too caught up in this new bullshit stuff. And me, I'm just old school with it, and I'm going to stay old school with it. You can say I'm conceited, I'm stuck up. I don't give a damn, because that's what I've been told in my DMs. Oh, you think
they
I'm all that? No, nigga, you in my DM thinking I'm all that. But you're finding out that I'm not what
suckers.
You thought I was.
They
you know
all
what I'm saying? So, no. I'm not a sucker. I'm not a player. I'm not a playette. I don't do none of that kind of crap. Yeah, I'm not no easy piece. Yeah, well,
they want suckers that's going to just come, change their life, you know, buy them weeds and nails. How the hell can a woman ask you to fund her maintenance? Baby, if
easy.
You didn't know me, you still would have to do that yourself. Why would you meet me and ask me to, you know, can I get your hair done? And then you're able to go on a date with me, but you need this. A broad had pulled over to a hair salon with a dude on the first date. And was on the phone. So when it's like, why are we here? And she's like, yeah, well, I got to run in there real fast. And he's like, okay. And you have $125? And he's like, for what? Well, because I got to get my nails done. And dude was like, I don't even know you, baby. What are you talking about? And then want to shame him. Well, you can't get this done for me. I'm taking my time out of my day. They just want to use women. Men want
to. I mean, men I mean, I think men should be able to see a chick who's a maintenance chick. What is she, high maintenance? Ain't she high maintenance?
Right,
you
right.
should be able to see that this chick is about this and that.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know,
you
and that's
get
the thing
on that.
Right, men
you
are
can
not.
You see it, but you don't expect her to be so blatant and so blunt.
Oh, hell yeah, you do.
With it, you know.
How come you don't? How come you wouldn't think that she would be that blatant?
Well, for the simple fact that it's easier to catch a bear with honey. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women will fake like they really, really like you. And a man can really get caught up. He's already enthralled by your beauty. He likes you. He dig you. And then you say all the right things and, you know, do all the right things. But basically, you're just trying to pat his pockets. And men, they're simple.
But we gotta
you
call
know,
bullshit on bullshit. Men gotta.
All he wanted some coochie.
You gotta call her on the bullshit. Shit, I'm not gonna sit up there and do that with no.
Absolutely,
if it,
you gotta
if
be.
Left, you know what I mean? You gotta call somebody on that bullshit just like that.
Absolutely, because I can call
dudes
a man
be
and hit with a quickness.
Dudes be
thirsty. I recognize.
They be
yeah,
thirsty.
They do
even
be thirsty.
The guys with money. Even the guys with money. I mean, the simps
yeah.
kind of make it bad if they do get them broads some money. They kind of mess it up for the game. But a
right.
lot of times, the good guys don't get nothing. And there's the guys that will really look out for you. So it's hard for men, and it's hard for women today.
It is.
Like our future said, these hoes have messed it up for the rest of y'all. And that's the truth.
On both ends, the whore men and the whore women. Yeah, absolutely. They will. They will.
But
so it's like.
Let me ask you this, Queen. Not to cut you off, but let me ask you this. If you meet a woman right, you dig it right, she expect you to be loyal as hell, don't cheat on her. That's basically her number one requirement. Be loyal to me, be true to me. Okay, I got it, dig it, I feel that. But yet, she still got dudes in her DM that you will never know about, that is on a beck and call, the friend zone dudes. And she's always looking for an escape route.
It's
to get
the
rid
friend
of
zone dudes.
Yeah, you know the friend zone dudes. Oh, man, that's Ronnie, man. He my friend. I've been knowing him since 12th grade.
What about the brother? That's like a brother to me. What about that one?
Yeah. That one right there. Mm-hmm. And
that's even closer. That's closer. That's kin folks.
And they expect you not to be 100% loyal to them. What about the work husband? You know, the guy that you don't even know about and he's chilling with her every day. You feel me? What about that dude? And she digging because she know he got loot because he work where she work. Man, a broad could cheat on you in a minute and then you would never know. You would never even suspect.
Yeah, I've never been that type of a chick. I've always been...
Yeah.
A loyal chick, and because of that, I've been played on twice because of my loyalty. I'm not trying to go ahead.
No, I was gonna say what I have learned though. To you know, I'm not you know either side because it go either way. But what I've learned, like Tweet said, women can cheat and women can do it better than any. We so you know not dumb, but they smell our shit a mile away. Women just so. Yeah, but women can do it so easy. But what I have learned over the years, too, it go both ways. So even me, I've learned it. Even I say I get in a relationship, you know, it you have to start with yourself. So most of the time when women do what women do, women mostly play off emotions, unless the chick is just fouled from the jump. You should already have known that. But if you got a real one and she does cheat, it's mainly because she getting get back, you know, and that's how women do it the best and can do it that way. So it's like what we have to learn as men, you know, say me going into 2023 relationship. I'm not if I'm in a real relationship with someone, I'm not gonna cheat. You know what I mean? Because it's gonna have to start with you. And
right.
if your shit is clean, you shouldn't have to worry. You know, like you said, a woman can do that. But if she is doing that, then at the end of the day, if that happens, you know, at least you know it ain't on you. And she just filed. But a lot of times that you know it's tick for tat, and women. Really go off emotions. If they cheating on you, it's probably because you cheated on her and she found out, you know,
that's,
from what I've
heard.
Or she found someone.
Unless she just
filed
anyway.
Someone, No, but look, she could just find someone that she really, really finds attractive. Like, damn, this dude right here. If I wasn't with this dude I got, he could get it. A woman could have that the same way a man
right.
could have that. Imagine if you out on a date with your girl and you see the
it's
most
so
beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life. And, I mean, just, God damn, you just mesmerized, but you ain't looking too hard, but damn. A lot of times, man, a woman will always say, well, you wasn't around, and you didn't do this for me. I was bored. You always got to work. You did this. But don't understand that a lot of times men, if a woman does the right thing at home, a man really ain't really tripping off these broads because you got something good at home. That's a real man. You a man,
absolutely.
Ain't no broad in the street come and just take you away from your girl if your girl is that girl. So a real man recognizes that. And if he's an attractive man and he's about his business, he can always have bitches.
And don't chase your man out into the streets, women. You can chase your man into the streets, too.
Do you realize a man can have a wedding ring? A man can have on a wedding ring and a broad can see the wedding ring and still try to see if she can get you away from your broad. These broads are diabolical. They diabolical,
so,
man.
But do you agree? But look, Tweed, but do you agree that it kind of goes, I'm just saying in this day and time. I'm not saying back in the day when everyone knows better. If you're in a situation, it goes both ways. Well, everyone should be held accountable. So, you know, if you're doing the right thing, your woman should be too. And if it comes to light that she isn't for whatever reason, you know, hey, that ain't on you. And we have to, you know, address the situation and deal with it. You feel me? But I think now in this day and time, it goes both ways. If we come into the situation, you know, and everyone is, you know what the situation is, there shouldn't be any issues with that. You know what I mean? But I think like Queen said earlier, that is an issue in 2023. I'm not speaking on people who have already been together. And people that have been together got problems. We know this. You know, a lot of people that ain't happy. But I just think, again, like Queen said, it's harder for in 2023 to not only probably people to be faithful, but to even get in the situation. So I think people like Queen said, you should not play around with people. But if you are going to be in a relationship,
not at all.
You have to be, you know, but I just think we're just in a different time right now. You know, it's so many just shit out here. You know, so one has to be strong and know what he really wants. And, like, I just think on both ends, you shouldn't play with anyone. You know, but if you're going to be in a situation, man, go about it the right way, you know.
Yeah,
I just wish that women, wouldn't have all these high standards and beg for stuff from men to enhance their life or their lifestyle when if you're struggling and you need a dude to come, you know, pay a couple bills. You know, man, at least bring something to his table as well. Feel me? Don't just have your hand out like, well, I ain't messing with you because you got a 9-to-5. What is wrong with a 9-to-5? It ain't never been nothing wrong with a 9-to-5.
Nah, 9-to-5 is honest, man.
Never has anything been wrong with a 9-to-5. And we ain't
all
talking about pensions and retirements and all that other 401ks. It's 9-to-5 dudes. They got everything. The houses, the boats, the lolos, the swimming pools off of a 9-to-5. But
right,
these bras
right.
is looking for this miracle man that's going to come through. And now they're going to feel like they on Love and Hip Hop. You know,
so
well, that's why they're looking
they're
looking at the reality shows. That's right. Okay. Go ahead.
Let me say this right quick, and I'm going to give it to you. But so going back to the initial question, do you think, Tweed, in 2023, this is the temptation episode, people, men or women can be truly faithful in a 2023 relationship?
Yes, if you find that right one and you vet her
correctly. Ain't no if and all that. It's just, do you think yes or no?
Yeah, period.
Yes.
She's the right one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, if she's the right one.
There you go.
That's what it's going to boil down to. It's what it's going to, and look, it's going to be a series of tests. For example, it was a podcast that said if you found that right guy, he measured all, he checked off all your boxes, would you give your Instagram, your social media to be with him and it may only exclusively. And out of the panel was five girls, and all of them said no. Because
what?
That was their own personal. That was their own.
They ain't giving up that
identity.
ID. They said we ain't giving up that ID. That's what that was. I
and
ain't giving up my ID.
That was their, they and the reasoning they said that was their personal identity. So if they give up that, then all I have to rely on is this guy. And then if he does
they
something to me,
ID.
I have no options. They're
that's
not gonna
crazy.
So,
that's
the girl that's all
that
online.
Ain't funny though. That ain't funny, but that is that's crazy.
It's sad.
That's
it,
what
it's
I
very
but
sad.
That's what I was saying from the beginning. That's the times that we're in now. So it's bigger than even you're talking about love and relationships. People don't even care about life. You know what I mean? In these days, respect, none of that shit. So they don't, you know. So all these things are the standards are real low now. And social media and all this stuff, that doesn't make it better if that's really the cause of, like, the social media is really, like, the it's a gift and a curse. You know, it's great, but it's like the devil, man, you know, the social media, because it is so much. That's like jumping in the, you open that phone up, you and that's what everyone does. People are going to get on their phone and get on IG before they go, you know, before they brush their teeth, before they, you know, do anything, they go check that phone.
It got ugly girls thinking that they dimes, and that's the wrong thing, because they took a poll where you could be a handsome guy and on an IG, or you could be an average woman, you know, just a regular woman, and she's getting like 100 dudes in her DM every day because she's showing her booty and all of this, right? A man cannot get that. Even a celebrity man. Not unless you got the blue check, then all the bras is on you then. But a regular dude, he does not get that attention. They're really just doing it for the attention. They like the and believe me, they read every goddamn comment. These women are actually sucking it all up and thinking that they the shit because these thirsty dudes is commenting, oh, hello, beautiful, all that corny shit, and it's going to their heads. And that's the
I just
problem.
Told hello, beautiful, and that don't go to my head. I just say thank you for the compliment. So,
but if you hear that from 13 dudes every day, if you hear that from 13 dudes every day. But a lot of these women, you know, that's what they drive
on. I'm so cut from a different
cloth. That's what
they go hard for the ignorant women. That's who he go hard for. But the women who got.
You know what, Tweet?
Somebody,
I don't know, one little birdie, a female, she was like, I don't know, has Tweet been hurt before? They think you've been hurt, Tweet.
Wow.
So they,
exactly.
They say you're going too hard.
They always going to say.
They say you be going too hard.
That's a deflection. That's a deflection. You know, they always have to say that. Because when you hold them accountable, they don't want to hear that.
Tweet, do you remember
they say, have Tweet been
you
hurt?
Had a show? Remember when you had that show that time, and it was the female panel, and one chick actually asked you that. I forgot her name. She said, wow, have you been hurt? And you was like, wow. You said, wow. And you never gave an answer that you wasn't hurt. You just said, wow, because you were just shocked that that's all that she can come up with because of the way that you speak, the way that
it's
you speak.
You've been hurt,
Sweet.
Talk to
it's
him,
a deflection tactic.
Hurt,
it's a deflection tactic that they use. First thing they're going to say is shame, that they're going to try to shame you or say, have you been hurt? You know, you must have emotional damage. What girl did that to you? But look, when you deal with a lot of women, you kind of know women. I know women more than they know themselves because so many plastic women, superficial women, you can spot them. Just like how you said, Queen, when a classy woman walk in the room, all the fake dudes are scared to even fuck with her because they know I can't approach her sideways. She's a real one. She's classy. They scared of her. They going for the thought pockets that's just lingering around. You can spot them a mile away. So the only thing she can say, oh, you must have been hurt. When you don't put up with their bullshit, oh, who hurt you? That's all they could ever say. All they could ever say.
Because you see it and you smell it a mile away.
And I'm going to keep them accountable. You can't just piss and doodle around me. You got to do something. You know, you got to be an asset. Look, man, a dude told me one time, he said, never give a woman the benefit of the doubt. Always doubt the benefit in the woman. Think about that.
Okay.
Never give a woman the benefit of the doubt. Always doubt the benefit in the woman. Think
wow.
about that. And that is real. Because you're giving the benefit of the doubt and you're hoping that they like you. Then down the road, you find out that they don't like you. You've been played. You don't, no man wants to feel like he's been played from a woman that he actually cared about, gave a damn about, would have did anything for. Then he finds out that he got played by her. That's a, man, that's a whole, that's a fucked up feeling. It is. Just like
don't
a woman.
Play games. Like, what the
just
hell?
Just like
why
a woman.
Yeah, yeah, we just
play
like,
games.
Yeah,
just don't.
Everyone needs
I know,
to be
but they'll go to a rapper. Let me say this last thing. They'll go to a rapper that they don't know, sneak backstage with her friends, and give it up to him. Then we don't, when he don't call her back, now she feels played. Feel me? But the average guy that would have gave, would have took you to the concert, you don't want to be with him. You just want to get with the guys with the blue checks or celebrity dudes. Then when you get with them dudes.
The blue check. J-Lew, you got a blue check.
Stop, man. Stop.
You know what I'm saying? I tried to get one and qualify, and they tried to drag me through the mud for one.
What you mean?
I actually
you
legitimately tried to get one.
It's a questionnaire.
Yes, you do.
Check?
Yes, you
oh,
do.
Damn.
Man, you got to send your ID. Man, it was so many steps. And now you can buy a blue check.
J-Lew.
Now you can buy a blue
God.
Check for $15 a month. So now the niggas with blue checks is fraudulent now. Blue check don't mean shit now. But back then, oh yeah, it was steps. You had to send a fucking copy of your license to prove who you was. You had to do all kind of shit. You had to do all kind of shit. But those were the guys that the girls wanted. Those are the guys that get the DMs.
Oh my God.
Those are all the girls that go smash those guys, and the guys never call them back. Now all men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But you did whatever you could do with that celebrity for that moment, and you feel good about yourself. Now you're crying in the car on your way home from the concert, and you got semen all in your wig. But hey, it is.
You got what in your wig?
Oh, my God. Between you a fool,
nothing,
man.
Nothing.
No, wait a minute. What you got in your wig?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
No, same.
You know, some mayonnaise. You know,
you
have some mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
Some mayonnaise.
The squirt.
Man.
The squirt. Oh, I ain't around that.
Come on,
I'm not
man. Y'all, come on, man. Hold on. What happened here? What happened here?
We got Tweed on the line. That's what happened here.
Tweed, you a cold piece. Man,
I love
like
my
we
sisters.
We don't have Malik calling in no more, but we got two.
Man, I love my sisters.
God.
I just wish that they would be true to the regular
that they
average
can love
guy.
Themselves more. That they can love themselves
yeah, and
more.
Yeah, and be true.
You know?
And be true to the average guy that would love them even more. Because a guy
yeah.
can really enhance a woman's life if she would allow him to. And he could be,
gotta
he could
quit
be
going for
yes,
the
guy.
You know, you gotta step out of your comfort zone and quit going for the bad guy and give the nerdy guy, I guess, is what you're saying, a chance because he just might be the one. That
I mean, but at this point, in our life, everyone should know what they want, right?
Yeah, at this point,
even,
you're absolutely
you know
right.
I'm saying, like this point,
they don't want the man,
passion,
they want the lifestyle.
Not the bullshit.
They don't want the
yeah.
man, they want the lifestyle. That's what it
is. I know. What I want, and that's why I'm where I am in life.
A dude asked this girl, what kind of watch is that? She said, it's a Lady Rolex, blah, blah, blah. And he said, did you buy that? She's like, no, a guy gave it to me. And it's like, where is the guy at now? Oh, well, I didn't really like him, so I just blocked him. And she got on a $20,000 Rolex. It's like, wow.
Hey. Y'all start some
well,
shit
he's just a dumbass. That's all. He's not. He's not paying. You gotta know. You gotta know how to pay attention, man. You just gotta know how to They I don't know. I'm just cut from something totally different. I just can't get with some of these things that I'm in. It's just like, I'm not.
You're from a different era. You're from a different era.
I am. That's a different cloth. And that's why
I. Too. And me too. And me too. Even when I was, lukewarm famous, I didn't just dog out women. I had fun with them. I didn't promise them the stars or the world and the moon. I just had fun with them. You feel me? And I told them, look, baby, I can't be locked down. Let's enjoy the experience. Let's enjoy the moment and the experience. And that
and
was
how
it.
Did they respond to that? Did most of them
they
understand
want to be
their
around.
Position?
They just want to be around. You know, Rich Dude told me one day, he said, man, women really don't want the money. They just want to be around the money. They just want to know that you got. So if you got money, you ain't really got to give it to them. They just want to know that it's there. That's what makes them feel good. It's like if you pick a girl up in a Phantom right now. You know, she don't really know you from a can of paint. You pick her up in a Phantom. She's right there like, oh, you take her to a nice penthouse apartment somewhere. All that shit could be fake or rented or whatever. She just wants that experience. She's going to lay it out for you. Because that's really what she was seeking. They just want to be around the money. You ain't got to just break her off. They just want to be around the money. That's
roll
all
up in
want.
A pinto on me. It ain't going to make me or break me.
They don't even make
a pinto.
Pinto no more, Queen. I know.
You could buy a, that's not true, G. Lou. They don't make them no more, but you could buy a pinto. I seen one at Bear Jackson Auction. They wanted $38,000 for it.
Wow.
It was fresh pinto, only had 100 miles on it. It was. Right. It only had 100 miles on it. You could pull up in that pinto, and they're going to look at you like you's a bust.
Pinto was a popular car at one time.
Like, I had one.
Like, you know, pinto was popular, man. I mean, you know, for whatever reason, they were popular. You do a pinto, that
first
hatchback,
car,
you could put your feet in the back.
And a Vega.
Pinto, you can
and
make
a
it
Vega.
Happen. Yeah, the
and
Vega.
A Vega.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I got one even more old school, a Capri. It was a fake
the
Celica.
Capri.
It was a Capri. It looked like a Celica.
Yeah,
that was old.
But they take Capris now and
even
make lowriders.
They don't make Celicas no more.
No, they don't. But Celica, if you had a Celica with the rims on it, you
they
was the man
Celicas
back in my
no
era.
More. Celica,
just
but,
like
but
a,
then what? Supra. Remember? Then they went to the Supra.
Exactly. I even had a Supra
back
in the day.
I had a convertible Toyota Celica.
Celica was
hard. Nothing.
Man,
yeah,
you make
but all the girls had rabbits. All the girls had
rabbits. Convertible. If you,
you
had
know,
a convertible.
Like, but it was a girl car. It, man, and they all lived in Baldwin Hills or Fox Hills.
I lived
they all
in
went
Long
to
Beach.
Fairfax High School or Hamilton and shit. But look, though, I believe that the male-female perspective is so out of control right now. You don't know what you get. Because, first of all, you don't even know who these women are.
So, look where we're at.
Mannequin. They got to take off the lipstick and the wigs. And if you see a girl and her hairline is George Jefferson, but on that wig, she's beautiful as fuck. It's like, come on, you don't really know what you're getting.
So you wouldn't have a woman that wears a wig and makeup and eyelashes. You wouldn't have a woman that wear that, you know, just to enhance her beauty? Or that's how, you know, you wouldn't date a woman who
No, that's
who wears
not the
wigs?
Point. The point is, is when she take it off and I'm not turned on by what's really
okay, but if you're dating a woman that has that and your woman takes that off, what's going on there?
Well, first of all, I have to see that. I have to see that before I even have sex with her. Because I remember I met a girl was gorgeous. Didn't even know it was a wig. I thought that shit was real. That girl took that shit off in a hotel room. I told her, oh, my God. Please put it back on. I made her put a wig back on to have sex with her. And I'm in a hotel room with her. The first time we had sex. You feel me? It was like, she took that shit off and it was like, ugh.
She's a damn fool. I wouldn't have taken off a damn thing.
It was like yuck, and so, it was a.
We just wouldn't have been having sex if that was a requirement.
It wasn't even a skull cap, man. So, it was like a old school pantyhose. Man, you know,
I made her put it back on.
You got to know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting.
That's what I'm saying. You got to know what you're getting into. In 2023, but look, we got to know that already. You got to already know. I mean, we should already know the female that you're dealing with by the time, you know, y'all have sex. You know,
a
surprise,
though,
right?
They don't want you to see what they really look like. When are they going to show you what they really look like? Until you're in an intimate setting. You will never know what she looked like with all that shit on.
I got to. I can't see someone with a. I can't. But if the only way I see you all the time, the only time I've seen you is when you have on full makeup and fully, then I don't even know you anyway. If that's the only time
that
I've seen you is when you look like that, I don't know you.
That's the point. So what setting are you going to get her to reveal the mask? What point? And I can get her to
already know. She has to be comfortable with herself.
Exactly.
And then she has to be comfortable with herself
first and foremost.
To reveal it. And she,
then she's not
comfortable with herself to just, you know, I said this plenty of times.
And a lot of times that's how they get online with this online shit. You know, you just meet people and they just showing you, you know, so that's what I'm saying too. You have to know somebody for real. But that ain't happening. I
got to
know who you are already. Or like, please don't take it off at all. If that's the case, don't take that shit off at all. Like Queen said. But if that's the case, don't take that shit off at all then. Wait till I'm gone then. Because it's one thing, and it's shame on both of you. It's shame on both of you because the man should know already who he's dealing with. If you don't know this female already, it takes for that to happen, and this is going on, and she's peeling shit off, and she ain't who she was. Shame on you.
I'm going to get you, sucker. This ain't my hair.
You have to get in that intimate setting.
You
have to get in that
intimate
setting.
Don't even play. That's what I'm saying. Everybody got to be held accountable. Everyone has to be held accountable.
And why won't you make this clear before you get to that point? Like in your talking stage.
That's my point.
Or if you know, why don't you say, well,
that's my point.
Hey, baby, take that wig off.
Are you confident enough to be around me without all that on? Because some women just don't have that confidence. They just don't have it.
Have you seen these makeup transformations, Queen, where a bra be ugly as hell, and then they go get
glam? I have seen them. You just would not believe that that's the same. Yeah, I see them. I mean,
exactly.
I wear makeup, so I watch these type of things.
Exactly.
The thing
is crazy.
You have
these bras don't even have no hairline. They don't. The edges is gone, man. They George Jefferson. It's
okay.
Like, come
but you
on,
know,
man.
Sometimes women don't have hairlines.
Yeah,
I don't have to
do
no justification.
Gorilla glue.
Hold on.
That's why I asked you.
Let me say this, Queen. Hold on. Let me
that
say
goddamn
this.
Gorilla glue.
Gorilla glue. If anyone out there wants to chime in on this conversation, press 1 and we'll bring you in if you just want to speak. I don't know. But go ahead, people. I just want to let people know that.
I'm finna start selling lace front glue.
Sell it because
that's
it makes
a big
money.
Hair game. The hair game is one
it
of the
sure
biggest
is.
Games out there, Speak. That's
yeah,
one of the biggest
wigs.
I am one of the buyers.
The shit
people
that they really need.
Wigs and weeds is the biggest game out there, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk.
But man, I want to just do the glue. Because you got to have the glue to put on that lace front. If I could just say
you
the glue.
You don't just have to have the glue. You got to have the melting spray. If you're going to talk shit, all the products and know about them. It ain't just
there
the glue.
We go. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to say.
Man.
Get the melting band.
I'd have a line up around the corner.
Yeah, because it's a seller. Hey. But you got to make yours be out more outstanding than the person that's already selling. And that's
because
that shit is
like
have
crack.
Seen
that
the
shit
women?
On every block.
Right.
That shit on every
the
block.
Women?
You got to know what you're doing.
Have
you
seen
know
the women
doing.
Going
right
in wig
one.
Stores?
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the women going in wig stores, stealing wigs and shit, running out the store?
Yeah, I've seen
really
those rats
serious.
Doing that.
But you
I've
know,
seen them
but you know, but you know who mostly own them. But you know who mostly own those hair stores. And if you know, like I know, they don't play that
the
shit.
Asians, of course.
You ain't gonna run out of too many. Exactly. So you ain't gonna run out of too many stores. Believe that.
Absolutely.
Well, if they,
just like
you,
they
don't play. But,
you know they don't play.
But,
you know they don't play.
The bottom line point is, women are so desperate that that fake look that they will risk their livelihood, their freedom to go and steal a goddamn wig. Bitch, you don't need a wig.
Hey, let me go to the phone line. Let me go to the phone line, man. Let me bring somebody else in, speak on this. Caller, hello.
Peace and gratitude, man.
What up, cousin?
It's your brother. It's your brother, Teray, man. Hey, Teray, what's up?
Straight shooter. Straight, what it do?
What's up? Oh, man. What's up, G? What's up, Queen? Tweed,
right,
man.
Shooter from the hip. That's what's up.
Shooter from the hip.
I'm just laughing tonight, man. I'm loving this conversation. Man, I wish the conversation went in, man. I'm loving the back and forth. Tweed, I got to ask Tweed the question, man. Shorty in the hotel, did she look like the sister from Car Wash, the prostitute in the restroom?
Oh,
the wig
shit.
Off?
No. Yep, pretty much. Pretty much. And she was pretty. And look, this was our third man. I took her out like three times, right?
Three times,
was,
y'all hear that?
Three times. The third, yeah,
three times.
Man,
when was the time
man,
you told her
fun.
To take her wig off?
Shame on you. Shame on you, sweet.
That was the first time that I got the. That was the first time.
And you took her out two more times after that?
Yes.
You talk a lot of shit.
Yes, because I thought that her hair was real. I thought it was real.
Whatever,
she came into the. No, man, it wasn't all down her back. No, I did not tell her to take it off. I did not tell her. No, I did not.
What did she say?
Let me. Paint this picture
clear.
Let's get some clarity.
Taking nothing.
No, here's what happened. Here's what happened. She come already at the room. She met me at the room. She came to the room. She was fully dressed. Okay. She took off her clothes and had a little fake nurse lingerie up under it. And I'm like, wow, okay. She give me this fantasy, right? Then all of a sudden. She takes the wig off and got on a fucking pantyhose skull cap on. And I'm like,
damn,
what?
Not the skull cap.
She didn't,
it's called
a skull
cap.
Yeah, well, didn't have no fucking hair. She was a bald head, basically. And I'm like, wow, please, baby, can you put the wig back on? That's all I told her.
And what happened after that? You had two more dates with her after that. So you wasn't turned on.
This is the first time. This is the first time that I had sex with her. I had three dates with her. This was the third date when I finally got her in the room. She took the wig off, and I told her to put it back on.
So it took the third date for you to see her without her wig.
That is correct. And I told her to put it back on.
You were not on top of your game.
Man, I was never in a setting where I could tell her to show me what you look like up under that stuff.
Ooh.
I was never in a setting to be able to do that. But
the setting was in the car. She could have showed you in the car. I mean, just talking about her wig.
Oh, so I was going to say, hey, baby, you know,
if you're
we
trying to find
tonight,
out something.
Can you take off that wig real quick for me? Come on, man, that's inappropriate, man. I wouldn't do a woman like that.
Everything, what you said is inappropriate.
He said that's inappropriate.
How the hell
but
could I say that?
But you can wait to get her in the room to go bust her guts up, and then that's appropriate,
God.
And she got to take all this off.
No, she took it off on purpose because she was comfortable with me, and I didn't like what I saw, and I asked her, kindly, can you put it back on? That's what happened. And she put it back on, and we commenced to entertaining each other. But yes,
yeah,
I was completely turned off.
You wasn't
still
too turned off
hit.
Then. You wasn't still turned
still
off.
Got,
you still
got
the draw. Yeah, you wasn't turned off.
Sure
with
did.
A, with the stocking cap.
She was sexy
cap
as hell in that wig. No.
Yeah. It
no.
Make, it didn't
put
make
the wig
a difference
great.
In the
he
long
still got
run.
The draws, though, dude.
Queen,
because you know why?
Put the wig back
what?
On.
Because it didn't make a difference.
Oh, my God.
It did make a difference.
You seen what she looked like with the wig off?
Did you cut the lights off,
Queen?
Did you hit it
no.
with the lights on tweet?
No, as long as she had the wig on, she was fly.
It was all, she
as long as she had the wig
sexy.
On, it was all good.
It was
I think no, but I think
she was.
Cause after no, but I think after the wig, after that whole situation, it would have been a whole different. Like the mood is.
That's what
I mean.
I'm
I get
saying.
It. Yeah, I don't think the mood would be the same.
That's what I'm saying. You still, you,
man,
you
made a big
hoo-ha about her wearing a wig, and she took it off, and then you told her to put it back on, and you still went and hit the guts.
Sure did.
What?
Tore it up like a, tore it up, and, you know, like a five-piece red snapper dinner.
You like the way it looked.
Oh, my God.
Sure did. Sure did. Oh, I did not like the way it looked without it. Yes.
Hey, hold on. Let me get this straight.
We got
straight on the line. Straight. The initial question was, though, this is the Temptation episode after I played Tupac's Temptations. Do you think in 2023, I'm not talking about an old relationship, someone getting in a new relationship right now, whether it be a younger man, or older man, middle class, whatever, in 2023, do you think a man can be truly faithful with all the and I'm, you know, it's either yes or no, because I know some can, maybe got the intentions, but it's just yes or no. Being that we have all these, you know, distractions, social media, so many things that, you know, that can, you know, distract a man or a female if they're trying to be in a relationship. If they truly want to be in a relationship, do you think that is possible in 2023 straight? We're straight.
Straight said I'm out.
He ain't even there.
Straight
I'm
said,
seeing him, though.
Straight said he was only
happened?
There for the laughs. Anyway, he said,
man,
I came here for the laughs.
Straight. Damn, homie. Yeah, you got me. Okay. Well, my bad. Anyone else out there can answer the question, let me know. Yeah, he went to sleep on me. Straight. What happened, bro?
Straight said he came for the laughs. He said... He came for the laughs, but he probably just lost some kind of connection because that's not his get down. But,
right.
Okay, Mr. Melody.
They had a guy that had married a woman, right? And she had plastic surgery, well put together plastic surgery. He never knew that. And when they had a child, he's like, child don't look nothing like me. Don't look nothing like you. What's going on? He ended up doing some research on her. Found out that she had plastic surgery. He sued and won. He sued her for misrepresentation, got out the marriage and everything.
You're saying that she didn't look nothing like the kid because she looked different with her plastic surgery. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. So
but
she defamed.
I get
yeah,
it.
She, she misrepresented herself.
But listen, tweet.
Again, DNA.
Hold on.
Genetics and DNA.
No. But I mean, again, shame on you, because anyone in these days, like you said, maybe you did say she was really hooked up. I don't care how good your doctor is. You know when someone got some shit done to them. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? You should.
Her doctor was great. Her doctor was great.
Man.
They showed the picture of her. I'm telling you, G. Lou. I will send you the article. They showed the picture of her before. Matter of fact, she wasn't black. She was from Vietnam. She was fugly. That's like the last three notes in ugly, and you put F.
But still,
she
you got to see some pictures of her if you're going with her and about to have a baby. Obviously, you know, like, some of her history. You seen some of her old photos from 2010.
No, he didn't see none of that. No.
But then shame on you. That's shame on you. Then
none of that.
I can't give. You got to be held accountable.
Well,
we got to be held accountable.
But he won in court though, because she did not disclose that information. They showed her before picture of what she looked like, and they showed the after picture. And he won in a court of law, got awarded money because she misrepresented what she looked like.
She played cuz.
Yeah,
but that's on him, though, right? That's just like a female playing a dude because a dude is a sucker, right? In 2023, I'm talking about in 2023, Tweet, we got to know better and we got to do better. And if we not going to do that, stay single, leave people the fuck alone, and just because some people just want to be like that, too. Like, we know some people feel there's just no hope right now, or we just wait it out. Or whatever, you know, but, you know, if you're going to get in a situation, please know what you're doing. You know, everyone has to be held accountable, man. You can't be getting with people,
they saying,
you know, and you don't know who they really are and doing all this.
They saying
talking
that you
about,
need to ask
oh,
for
can't do that.
High school pictures now. They saying that
you have
to, you need
man.
A ball, you need to ask for a high school
pictures
because she could have been a boy. She could have been a dude
yeah,
and you don't
yeah.
even know.
But you have to, but that's
that
what
wouldn't
you
that
do,
be
right? You got to know. If you're getting into a serious relationship with someone, bro, and this is someone I say I love and doing all this, you gotta know who you. I mean, come on now. That's why I say I can't even fault it. Like I don't have no sympathy for that. Real talk.
People can hide their identity. A man, it was a guy that was a bank robber, right? He had robbed. He lost his job 2 years
two
prior.
Years crazy.
Right? No, man, listen to this story. This lady is living there, married. She's living with this guy for 2 years. He lost his job 2 years prior.
Right.
He never told her. And when the money got low, he go rob a bank, come on back home. Was getting away with it. He robbed like 8 banks. Their lifestyle never changed. She never knew that her husband was a bank robber. Didn't have a job. He'd get up in the morning, act like he was going to work. You don't know who people are.
It had to be something that was different about his everyday something that she should have picked up on. It had to be. That
okay,
just
well, when
she didn't pay attention
okay,
to her
okay, let
man.
Me debunk this. Let me debunk your scenario, Queen Jean. The whole thing about women's intuition, that's a fallacy.
I
ain't
nothing
that's
about
fake.
Intuition. I'm saying knowing. It ain't. You just got to know. Your woman should know you. She should know when something's off. You know, you... Anyway, you can't
right. women
that's why
say,
I say,
we
but
have
look,
women's
that's what
intuition
I'm saying in 2023,
where they can tell if you're cheating.
Everyone got to be held accountable, right, Queen?
A
you
woman
know what
can't
you're
tell
getting
if her
in.
Man
should...
is cheating. That ain't, that's bullshit. Yeah. You can't tell.
Also,
oh,
so that women's
gotta,
intuition no one can tell. Is not true.
Well,
so women's
why are we
intuition.
Tweeting? Why are we
know.
Tweeting? Why are we tweeting, cheating in the first place?
Absolutely. Why are we cheating? You know why?
Because
you don't want to be
with the person
that's my
that
point.
Well,
that's
what
I'm my
away.
Point.
Don't
so,
cheat.
So don't do it.
Why
don't
you
even do
there?
It.
Don't cheat. Just get up out
but
of
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you have a lot.
Just get in a relationship.
Well, if
everyone
you're married,
has to be held accountable.
If you're
man,
married,
female, don't cheat.
If
you're
married,
going into a relationship, everyone has to be clean.
You know what, Tweed? That's Johnny Taylor, right?
No, that's real life. Because
okay,
because how many players have lost all of their money? How
that's
many players,
stupid.
How many NFL basketball players, Tyrese, have lost all their money by being
Tyrese.
With a woman that didn't even really like him?
Well,
Tyrese
paying
Tyrese.
Alimony. And now you're paying
known.
Alimony.
Yeah, but he's
oh,
not
man.
Paying what she asked for, that $20K. She's not getting that.
Tyrese,
I follow Tyrese,
Tyrese
and listen
suspect.
To his,
I
don't
know
his,
right,
his ranting
many
and raving.
How many people, men, have lost all of their assets paying women, and all they do is go give it to the next guy?
I don't
so,
know.
Man, when you're married,
I don't know,
different.
But why would you, as a man, let it get to that point? You should know when something's off, too, as a man.
That's what I say. We just all got to be held accountable at this point, period. That's what I'm, that's what, that, the ending, that's what I'm trying to get to. We got to get to somewhere. And we, at the end of the day, everyone needs to be held accountable, men, women. So if we come in right and we do right, we don't have to worry
it's
about
gonna
it. It's
going
to
be right.
And anything in between that's not unbreakable, you can talk about. If things are getting slow or boring or whatever, those are things we can talk about. But once you cross that line and cheat and do deceitful and cross somebody, there's no coming back from that, period, bro. So we know
that's
this
true.
Already,
that's
so
true.
We got to know better and do better. So these are the things we... That's all I'm saying coming into 2023 and beyond.
Learn how to be friends. Learn how to know each other. Learn each other. Talk to each other. Pick up on shit. Don't just
yeah.
be in there just to be in there for decoration.
The only
see, we
got to
get
really
past.
Have.
We get because, see, nowadays it's lust before love. So people get, go through
yeah.
the lust stage before
great
they get to
point.
Love. They
great
find
point.
Out maybe they
that's
love someone later
and
maybe they don't. Real talk.
That's a great point. That's
and
a
that's
great
the main
point.
Point. That's the main thing. It's the lust. It's the lust thing. And this is why you want to have sex before marriage. You want to know if this is going to be the right one for me. And then you think it's the right one for you. And then it's the right one for you, the right one for her, the right one for her, the right one for her, 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 her.
Right.
So yeah, it's just a game.
So,
and if you're not with the game, don't get in the game.
So Queen, but listen this, Queen, because Tweed made a good point, and I'm gonna say this. We gotta try to wrap it up, but I want to say this because Tweed said earlier, they asked the lady, you know, would she be able to give up? The only thing they asked, would she be able to give up her social media or whatever, I think,
IG.
Or be with the man? And they said, no, they ain't giving up IG. So where do we go?
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I think that is probably 50% of the problem with a lot of relationships, whether they're good or bad, is the fact that we have social media and these things that are so accessible to where there's so many distractions. Because, look, you know, nowadays you can get an argument with your lady or whatever. Charlie, you didn't even really
because
cheat,
of social
but she may
media.
Find out. But look, she may find out you've been on social media following this girl or you've been liking
mm-hmm.
her pics. So that's
going
to start a whole argument that can maybe turn bad. And you probably
right.
never did nothing but just liking her pics. So we have
right.
social media playing this type of game in people's relationship where it ain't even went that far. But people are watching stuff and doing this because it's there in their face. So is that, like, do you all the way blame the man because he ain't done nothing, but he is liking these pictures, but that's because this shit is so much in their face? So
listen,
what do we do with the social media aspect? Do you tell your man, is that something the person talks about now? Because that may have to be a conversation going into 2023 and beyond relationships, the social
absolutely.
Media aspect. What do we do about this part? Because I don't think no one's giving up their IG, but what are the limitations?
I'm going to give up mine if it's not being beneficial to me, if I'm just on there to be on there. Now, I do.
But I don't think it's about giving it up. I think it's about the respect. But where do we draw that line with respect? Because you a grown man or you a grown woman, you can like anybody picture you want to like. But sometimes that other person may think that ain't the shit you should be liking, when you may just say that ain't
absolutely.
Even nothing, but I did like it. But, hey, where do we draw that line?
I've had men come into my DM and told me to don't call them king anymore because they woman got upset. It caused a problem. So you know what I did? I just blocked you. Because I'm not going to play this game with you and your insecure woman because I
used that shouldn't be
king.
Something a dude should be telling you, though. that ain't something a dude should be telling you.
If she would have came for me,
he should
just
know how to handle
her.
His shit or whatever he's doing and just cut it.
Yeah,
that ain't something he comes to you and tells you.
Yeah,
that's on
the female. So I just blocked him just to keep all the drama down because I'm not going to give you an explanation or try to get. I even had someone come and tell
because
me,
he was
can
probably
you explain to her
though.
That we're friends from
but I'm sure
junior
he,
high
but I'm
school?
Sure before,
I'm not going to tell your woman that.
But look, I'm sure before whatever happened, where how he had to get at you, he was probably entertaining it the whole time. Until maybe something else happened, that's why he came at you. But I'm sure before that it was all good, right?
He was entertaining what? Me?
No, I'm saying the kings, whatever you were saying before, whatever
I was
happened,
saying
I'm sure
good
before
morning,
that
king.
Was good until. No, but what I'm saying is I'm sure it was probably good for however long amount of time until whatever happened. Maybe his female or something seen it and got at him, and so he got at you. But I'm saying before
right.
that, I'm sure. He never said anything
no
about it. That's what I'm
no,
saying.
There was no issues.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to even just entertain the I'm not going to do that. But that does cause us a lot of problem when a man is on social media and his woman is on social media and she's following his page and she sees it. Even with men, if he see his woman like in another man's pictures, it's the same thing. It goes both ways. You know, why did you like his picture? You like him?
So,
why did you say
so where
this?
Do we,
you like him? What?
So what do we do about that? Because so is that now a new? Is that something new needs to be added to maybe the handbook or something when people talk about, you know, what we're doing in this relationship, social media, even though it may be taboo and don't want to be talked about, because I think like you said that probably is a big part, and we all say, oh. He ain't going to, you know, we just don't talk about it or we do. I don't know.
This is why some couples, they share a page together to try to keep that down. But then you got one, just like a second phone, that has a second page.
Exactly.
You know what
good
I'm saying?
Point.
Yeah.
And she's not going to tell that man all the guys that are in her DMs every day.
There you go.
How many loyalty tests have you seen where a guy be in the mall, him and his couple, you guys exchange phones, and then the women always panicking. Well, who is this guy? And now they, they hyperventilating and shit. You know, oh, that's my friend. And then, you know, and then some just admit it. They trying to delete numbers, and it's like women have more access.
And then they got all this stuff on that you can find out information from your spouse's phone.
Yeah, that's some cold shit.
Yeah, you can check out numbers. You can get their text messages.
That's why I say men especially going into a relationship, keep it clean. Right? Keep it clean. If you want to go in a relationship, do right, man. So that's
do
how
right.
I look at
or
it. Or
don't
do it at all.
That's how I look at
it,
too.
Keep it real. Keep it 100. Period.
Yeah. If you feel like you can't be faithful and you're just one of them chicks or one of those dudes who have a wondering eye and you have a wondering body part and you want to taste the flavor and you know that's who you are.
Taste the flavor.
Don't get into a relationship. Just stay solo. Just stay. Keep the peace. Keep the peace for yourself. Because I don't know how any man or woman would want to go through all that exhausting. That has to be exhausting mentally, emotionally, and it would take a toll on you physically. That's exhausting. Who wants to go through that? I mean, at my 64 age, I don't want to go through none of that. None of it.
Of course not. Okay, suppose you was 30, right, and you're married, you don't have kids, you're happily married, but then you run into the guy that you've always liked your whole life. He was the guy that got away. He's single, and you look at your husband, and you're like, damn, I've always liked this guy. He's single. He looks way better than what he did when we was younger, and he still likes me, and a lot of women will throw away their fucking relationship.
That's a dumbass woman. That's a dumbass woman.
I know, but I'm just saying it happens. You've invested all your time, energy into this woman, and she'll go back, and or she could possibly even cheat with the dude, stay with you. You don't know. Or she could leave you and go with this dude.
And then what do you think that dude is going to do? That dude ain't going to have no respect for her. Because if you can leave your husband because of me, what are you going to do with me? You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't trust a woman like that either, but a lot of dudes were like, damn, she's the one that got away. Every man has a woman that got away, and they like, damn, I always liked her, man, but it could really never come about.
Every man has that in his life, but I'm just saying
every man has a woman that, damn,
oh,
damn,
I know. I've been that woman. Yeah, I have been that woman. And I got away and I stayed away. No, I've been that woman. Where it'd be like, damn, I let you get away. We cannot. You shouldn't have let me get away. Give a toast to the food.
Oh, that's a song. That's a
classic.
Let you
go.
That's your
group. He can't hurt you no more. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that can happen. That can happen to a male or female. At any given time.
I mean, that goes with that old saying, the grass is not greener on the other side. You know,
that
you think
true.
That, oh, you
what
know.
Social media, but that's what this social media shit will make you think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's just, like you said, accountability. And then, like we said, if you ain't ready to be in it, don't get in. You don't have to obligate yourself to something that you're not going to be obligated to. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't bring your emotions, bring somebody into your emotional problems because you don't want to be by yourself, but you want to be with this person. So you bringing her or him in just to be with somebody and you're not ready for it. Don't do that. If you
sometimes
still got your pimpish ways, if you got your hoish ways, stay a pimp and stay a hoe.
Sometimes men settle. It's like, damn, man, I got a good girl, so I'm kind of going to you know, lock it down, stay with her. But deep in your mind, it's like she really wasn't the girl that you really wanted. She was your third choice. She wasn't your second or your first. But
she was third choice.
But why?
But
you
she,
cold,
because
you were cold.
Because
please, you
man,
cold,
I'm just saying that happens though. People, man, it happens with women. Look, a woman could be a thought her whole life, and what she do when she get older? She go get her square, settle down. Hope you don't find out about her past.
And she not happy.
We'll do the same thing. Men will do the same exact thing.
Of course.
No, but
it was my
but
third choice.
That's why we talking. That's why we bring giving the game. As you were saying, in 2023, you should not be doing that. Everyone should be held accountable. You know what I mean? If you don't want to be in a situation, if that's not the girl
don't
you
be
really
in
you
it.
Want, don't do that because you ain't you don't have to. You know, keep it real. Everyone be grown. This is what it is. But if you are going to go into something at this point, you know, man, you got to make it count, man. You have to.
Sometimes
and I
people
always
just
say,
don't want to be alone. Sometimes people just don't want to be alone, man. You know,
I'm not
going to
flirt with nothing that I don't entertain, that I'm not willing to entertain. I'm not going to flirt with you if not I'm not willing to entertain.
Well, Queen,
you
a rare breed. You a rare breed. They don't make them like you no more. Probably never will. You ain't the type of broad that'll go out on a date with a dude.
She a 64 Chevy, cuz. She a 64 Chevy.
Exactly. They don't make them like you no more. They just don't make them like you.
You know, those are
I'm built like Ford. Thank you. But yeah,
that Chevy
it's
is
just,
something different. That 64 Chevy is worth so much. You know, that's the most. That's the most famous one,
classic.
Right? 364.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know
it
mean?
Is. Yes, it is. And the funny part about it, never understood that because I always thought the six tray was the most
six
stylish.
Tray. Yeah, the tray.
But,
the tray.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. But man.
Yeah.
Women are hard to understand. Men are hard to understand. And it just seems like the older we get and the way the world is going, do we really know each other? Do we actually really know each other? Do we really can anticipate each other's intentions going into it?
No.
Because ain't nobody going into it with good faith. That's the problem. Everybody going into it with a motive, an ulterior motive, a master plan. It's like it's hard, man. It's really hard.
That's why I've been saying I put it on one of my posts before with one of my pictures. I said it's so much more to me than this pretty face. So much more to me. And if this is all you're looking at, you are not for me because it's so much more to me. So, yeah.
Well, they don't make them like you. So, and the funny part about it, a guy would have to be a hell of a dude to even get your attention, let alone
you're
for
absolutely
you to
right.
entertain to, for him to
you're
even,
absolutely
for
right.
you to even entertain him, he'd have to really be that guy. But look, he wouldn't step to you because he could feel your aura. So a fake dude ain't going to have enough heart to step to you because he know that he going to be in a disguise and he going to read right through the nigga. So, hey,
thank
God
you,
bless
Tweed.
You.
I appreciate that coming from you.
Because
Tweed go, hard. Tweed,
you
go hard. They say you are traumatized and you are hurt, Tweed. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes
I just
you got clarity, Tweed.
I just don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Look,
they said someone did that boy Tweed. Someone did something to that boy Tweed back when he was young.
They could be in a room with me and I'm still looking at you sideways. I could be looking at you, still don't trust you. Shit. I'm
see,
the
I come from a family
you.
Of men. It's
my
men,
grandmama
like players
used to tell
and...
niggas.
Shit.
My grandmama used to tell niggas, when I leave the room, I want y'all niggas to clap your hands. Because if your hands ain't clapping, then I know you're stealing something. When I go to the bathroom, I need y'all to be clapping your hands. Because I hear the hands stop clapping, y'all must be stealing something. That's how I look at bitches. For real. Better clap your hands when I leave the room.
Take your wig off.
Exactly. Yeah. Damn, man. Man,
wow.
You got 2.5 hour show.
I know, man.
I got to go to bed, man. Hey, you got to got me past my bedtime.
I got y'all up late tonight. Queen is up late, too. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, thanks for hanging with us tonight.
Trying to program tomorrow's show and talk shit at the same time. It ain't easy.
What we got going on tomorrow, Tweed? What's on the lineup?
Some spectacular low rider oldies.
You gonna be playing some oldies tomorrow?
That's what I do every Thursday night, Jesus. That's what I do every night.
I'd be knocked out.
I know.
And shout out to the homie Rick. Shout out to the homie Slick Rick.
Yeah, Rick gonna roll with me tomorrow. Rick gonna roll with me tomorrow, man. I reached out to a couple other publicists too to try to get some more celebrities, man. It's been kind of difficult for me.
Yeah, shit been
kind of
dry, man. I ain't, you know,
yeah,
it's just
been
kind
of hard for me.
It's just been different, man. And you've done this
stuff
already.
Hey, look at that little,
I don't know.
What's his name?
What's up,
King?
Queen?
T.I.'s son, he said, you got to pay him.
Oh, man,
hey, standing
on
business. You want to have a conversation
he said, you know I stand on business. You know I stand on business. He said, I know you. He said, I said, wow, this is your daddy. Of course, he said, I know you. I said, this little boy, man.
And today he said, it was a post saying that if you want to have an interview with me, you have to pay me $10K. I said, "Oh, this little boy really stands showing that he stands on business."
Like you said earlier, we not, you know, these kids, you know, T.I. and them and Tiny, they were playing around with this boy. It's cute, like you said, it's cute and all that. until you get this right here, you know.
He was a bud. He was a little bud, and then he grew up to be a thorn.
Standing on business.
He didn't want to stay behind the gates. Said I'd have been.
He said he's standing on business. I want to be in the street.
He wanted to be in the neighborhood. He wanted to be riding, roller derby down the street, riding on the bikes, doing the pop and the wheel.
Standing on business.
He wanted to be in the.
He's standing
he
on
to
business.
Be in the crate made skate. Yeah, he wanted to be in that type of stuff.
T.I.
would have
been mad
at
me. He's like, man, where King at? Man, you know that dude in the pool house and shit. Man,
he's slanging. I got him slanging.
I'd have moved in the pool house and been chilling. I ain't going to sleep in a mansion. I'm going to be in the pool house and shit. that would have been my bedroom. I ain't coming out the gate. I ain't got to walk the dogs because they got a dog run. I'm just chilling in the pool house.
Wow.
I would have stayed in the gates like a mug. Fuck the hood.
He should be wanting to stay in the gates now because the way it is out in the hood, wanting to be a part of. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was
he don't want that.
Because we were talking about how dry it is in the industry to get interviews, to get people to come onto the show. So that's the only reason why we brought up King again.
Jeff Kwan, don't even talk.
I'm not interviewing. I'm definitely not interviewing King. I definitely don't want to interview King.
Jeff Kwan, don't even talk.
If that's what it's come to, I'm just cool. I'm cool right now. I don't want to interview
him. Jeff Kwan can't get him. If Jeff Kwan can't get him, it's kind of
pigeonholed. That's what he told me. Jeff told me too, and I'm like, it's cool, man. I'm cool right now. You know what I mean? I get it. I know. You know, and then you don't want to just keep, you know, re-interviewing the same people too. So, you know, we'll wait it out. We've been doing this shit for years. You know, before the big interview. So it'll be time after that, and we wait it out. And,
I got a mass email too. I got a lot. I'm about to send a couple mass emails out. I got a phone number for Angela Winbush, but every time I call, it goes to voicemail. I sent her an email as well too. I'm still trying, but I got two new publicists that said they'll look out. So I just got to ride it out. We should be all right, man. January come.
New year.
It ain't nothing gonna stop.
Yeah, you know, you weather the storm. Sometimes it gets like that, you know. But you know, you got to stand. You know, when you standing tall, like, and whatever you do, if you keeping it clean, again, going back to that, keeping it clean, and we know what we do is clean and official. No additives, no BS. We stand on business, as King would say.
And respectable,
you know, as far as our platform,
our track record, our track record stands for itself.
Yeah,
so you come
so
over
you
here,
we'll be
here. Us, they're going to have a good time. We
you're
can
still,
promise that they're going to have a good time. Yeah,
you're
so
still
once
on the
they,
air.
You know, be down, we got them with open arms. We got them with open arms.
There you go.
But
you
I'm down with it, trying to get Angela Winbush. Man, Angela Winters.
You gonna get her?
Man. Oh,
you gonna get her?
Man, I'm already knowing
that.
Man.
Was Ron's. That I'm was Ron's old thing, right? Mr.
Renee.
Yes.
Yeah, and Ron.
Mr. Big. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah. They was married. I don't know if they're still married.
Yeah,
but
I think they were. Nah,
they
he married to that young girl be. Now. They've been together like 15 years.
He got a PYT.
Yeah, the young girl. She was a singer.
Well,
she was
the ones that she would talk about.
Yeah, but she stayed down. I got to give her respect because all the time I thought, like, you know, she just, you know, I don't know if she's still, but regardless, she's been there with them and they've been together for a minute, man. So you got to
give her
respect regardless.
She would be a fool to leave. She would be absolute, you know, to not be with him and not to stay down.
Right.
You know, it probably started out as a different thing, but then you can fall in love and be like, okay, this ain't the one
I
want.
And I think they've proven that. I think they've
play
proven
around
that.
With. Yeah, this is the one I want. Because
they've been together too long for her just to be for them just to be playing. It's been like 15 years, man.
A lot of times when you get in your latter days of life, your perspective becomes a little different. He can be super humble right now because he's an old cat. So
absolutely, and he got that.
He probably don't have no demands like how he had back in the day and all of that.
Right.
You know, and matter of fact, give a big shout out to Charlie Wilson's wife that stayed down with him. Got him off of
crack. They went through.
You know,
they
got him off of all of that shit and still holding
him. He looked better
down.
Than he ever looked, and he old now.
Yeah.
He looks better than he ever
and
looked back in the 80s.
Money.
And he always gets praise.
She held him down.
He always said
she held him down.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
She held him down.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny
that
she would be a other.
It's
kind of messed up.
Ice Cube, hey, someone told me, shout out to Ice Cube's wife, too. Ice Cube has been down. See, that's a perfect example of someone
and
we think, someone like Ice Cube. He's been with her, what, like damn near 30 years, Queen? I don't know. They married. And
it's been 30 years.
Never heard no bullshit about Cube. Never. You know, so that's an example,
man. And that's what we were talking about. Yeah, we was talking
about
that, me and my daughter, when that stuff came out with Diddy. And I told my daughters, this is why Ice Cube say he goes straight home. He don't go to no after party.
Yeah.
He don't hang out. He goes straight home. See, he didn't, because you can get caught up. You get caught up in all that glam.
But
like
it goes back
glam.
To, but look, Queen, it goes back to who you are again, accountability and who you are as a person. Obviously, Ice Cube could have done
that.
Whatever the fuck he wanted to in these 30 plus years, he didn't seen it all. You know, top to, you know, he's obviously one that, you know, did the right thing. And I ain't saying they ain't had no ups and downs. I'm sure they have. But obviously for them to be together and we ain't never heard nothing, you know, that's the right way to do it, you know. And that's coming from someone people probably would think didn't know how to do it because he's Ice Cube, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Snoop did it.
Yeah.
Snoop's wife stayed down with him. And I know Snoop cheated.
Come on, man. That's
of
a
course
whole other,
he did.
Yeah. That's real shit, though. That's real love.
That's
they day one.
He's a ride or die.
They high school.
Yeah.
They ride or die.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Snoop fucked
she
up.
She gonna
I know
be there until the wheels fall off. Yeah. Yeah. She ain't gonna let
nobody.
They
don't wanna leave it back.
Ain't nobody gonna win
leave
that.
Back.
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna win that. I'm not gonna give
that
you
part.
What I build up.
Right.
I'm
right.
the one
that
to help
part.
Him get to be who he is. You think I'm gonna turn that over to you because you had his baby? No. Not at all. You're not going to be where you think you're going to be. You can have that baby and all. I'm not leaving what I have invested in. I've invested time in this man. Time, heartache, everything. You think I'm going to leave that? It ain't about the bad.
Murder,
it's about
murder trials and all that shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think I'm
going
to give that up because you decided you wanted to go have his baby? Now she's the one who's looking for the bag. Yeah, so she's a ride or die.
Mm.
I heard people was talking about her on social media because it's a video
I
of
heard
her Snoop going around with Derek somewhere, and she's lost a lot of weight. So there are people in the comments.
Yeah, they're
like,
saying. Yeah, they're saying. I was hearing stuff
saying
like that.
Some real
when
stuff.
I was just back home, right? I was hearing people, you know. Because you hearing it, stuff I don't even know. But, you know, people go just be talking and you know, so I'm hearing it, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, wow. You know, but what really messed me up is that how people really be invested that much, though. That's what was really,
absolutely.
I'm just listening to it all. But I'm just saying, I'm like in awe, but then I'm in awe as well that people, yeah, are really that invested, and people really be feeling that way about you, and you don't even be knowing. Like, I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Seriously.
When you don't
they
be
were really invested.
Because you got this.
Like,
yeah.
So they think
she's
smoking or something?
Like, yeah.
She's smoking?
No, they saying, like, I'm hearing some health shit. I don't know. But no one knows.
Yeah, I think she.
But they saying some health issues.
She's definitely not smoking. That's not even her
health issue.
Some type of health.
Yeah.
They saying some type of health thing. Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah, she don't get down like that.
Man, we all getting old, man. We all getting old. Everybody got some ache. Bad knees.
I don't know if
we all got some.
Seen when Snoop said he was
no, but any day we can get, you know, anything can happen at any time, man. You know, even if
that's
we're good today, something can happen tomorrow. But I didn't mean to
in
cut
the
you off.
Of the show.
Yeah.
I was tripping off of when Snoop said he wasn't smoking no more. We all knew it was a promo, but I was tripping off of what Dad said put in the comments. He said,
Dad,
you gonna quit snorting.
He's
Did you
sniffing.
See that?
They obviously, but they obviously beefing. You know, Daz and Snoop always up and down. I don't know if people be knowing or not, but for Daz to do that, though, that was like, come on, Daz. Don't, you know, because they always be up and down, but people don't know because they ain't talking about it. But for him to do that, that lets you know it's probably it's probably fucked up right now at this point for him to do that. You know, but you know,
I never heard of that, but that's foul.
Yeah, he did
that's
that.
Very
he put that
foul.
In the comments.
Said
so.
That.
Even
he
if it was
that.
True, that's foul. Even
exactly.
True,
either way, foul. Either way is foul. Either way.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah,
when that
I
man
was
so
wow.
detrimental and pivotal.
Yeah, it wouldn't
in your
be no Daz without Snoop. We know
that.
It wouldn't be no Daz without Snoop. We know that.
You would think he would know that as well. Come on, man. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. That's the first 48 laws of power, you know, upstage, the master, the kung fu master. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I just tripped off with that comment. I was like, wow. And then that just ended up being just a promo. He was promoting something.
Exactly.
Like, and then who
was
it?
Should have known anyway.
Said,
what people should have known, because there were people jumping
too.
On the bandwagon. Yeah, they were clowning people saying they was going to stop smoking too because Snoop doing it. But I kind of figured that from the jump that it was a promo because you know Snoop is just not, unless it's really something serious, like, you know, maybe health with himself. I don't see that.
Yeah.
Come on now. I already figured that was promo.
And it reminded
me
of something my dad told.
Everybody's a follower, man.
He said, all you got to do is get them to believe you, to believe in what you say. And that's all Snoop did. He just said, I'm going to quit smoking and look at everybody. Not everybody, but people. They believed in what he said. They thought he was talking about,
Snoop and all it was all some promo for some new for a new campaign he got with some type of smokeless weed, something like that. I don't know, but it was a promo.
That nigga selling ice cubes in Alaska, man. Come on, it is what it is. Wow.
Oh, absolutely.
Man, folks are
absolutely.
Stupid, man. Everybody's a follower, man. They'll run with a good story or a bad story. But how they say, any press is good
press. Any
progress
is good press. Yeah, and that's that. But that's the sad part. No, but that's the sad part of the state of times we are in right now because that's what we got going on, man. Everyone is so thirsty for, you know, you get people that put out anything, man. We was talking about the big homie earlier, just how people go out their way, you know, because anyone can have a voice now. If you have a social media or YouTube or whatever, and you get some people following you, anyone has a voice, and everyone is chasing that clout now. That clout is just, it don't matter how old you are, young, old, you know what I mean? That shit is just sad, brother.
Yeah.
Everybody
want to
be famous. Everybody want to be instant coffee famous, you know, like just add some water, throw it in the microwave, presto, I'm famous. And it can happen that fast. Man, speaking of some old school stuff, BBD has a new track with Reverend Run. It's called Act Like You Know. It's kind of cool, old school.
Oh, wow.
Apache B. Check that out, man. It's on YouTube. The song is called Act Like You Know. It's a video. Just came out. Grandmaster Flash beat. It's all right. It ain't going to sell as far as niggas go physically buy it, but streams and all of that video is on point.
Right.
Y'all, it's called Act Like You Know. Go check it out.
Right. Act like you know.
Okay. Yeah, I fuck with BBD. You know, New Edition. That's my guys. You know, so already. And who
y'all
else
might like
was on there?
Y'all just might like it.
Grandmaster.
It's BBD featuring Rev Run.
Okay.
Rev Run, BBD. It's called Act Like You Know. Watch the video. It's all right, man. It's all right.
Okay.
It's going to take you to where you wouldn't even think that, you know, it will be going, but it's fly.
Right.
It's all right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Looks like I need another shot and ice. I can't get my ice in my glass. And I've been
on
here for 2.5 hours.
Y'all
like,
drink
God
the Henny
damn
off the shelf. We did it tonight,
man.
Sweet, though. Great show. Hey, check it out. We did it tonight. I didn't even plan for it to go in that direction. You know, we were just speaking. You know, I had the topic, and I just wanted to speak on it because I had a whole playlist and all type of shit. But we spoke on the topic, and the topic took on a life of its own, and I guess that needed to be talked about, right? Because we've been talking and we still talking. So that was something that needed to be spoken on. So I'm glad, you know, we went there, you know?
Well, if y'all want to know who heard me, I can answer that question.
Uh-oh.
Child support services is who heard me.
Oh, shit.
They who heard
it's
me.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Pretty much, but when they don't want to be kept, you still got to deal with child support services.
Oh,
that's the funny part about
so
it.
So that's why I'm saying again, you know, going into 2023, know where you need to be at, know who want to be kept and who don't want to be. You know, get all that shit, you know, straight before you jump in the pool, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have everything on point. Have your shit in order, man. Take accountability for yourself first. Look at the man, like Mike said, look at the man in the mirror.
I'm
starting with the man in the mirror. Yeah.
Big shout out to Saida Garrett. I've been knowing her since high school. Man, I've been knowing her before she was famous. Man, she wrote that song, man. Big shout out to Saida, man. She went and married her, a rich record executive back in the day, and ain't looked back. Don't got to make no more records. She only wrote Michael
Man
Jackson song. Yeah,
oh
she wrote.
God.
Her name is Saida Garrett. And
she did
that song with Dennis Edwards, Don't Look No Further. That's her singing on that, too.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She married this record executive, big baller.
She got her footprints in the sand.
Ain't heard from her since. She in a $30 million mansion. Ain't seen. She ain't coming out the gates, as they say. She ain't like King. She's staying in the gates. She chilling.
she ain't standing chilling. On business. She ain't standing on business.
Man, no, she behind the gates. She saved with the Rottweilers.
King said they know I stand on business. Hey, Queen. King said they know I stand on business. They know
he
this.
He said it more than one time. I don't know what they tripping for.
I don't even know why y'all playing with me like this. Y'all know I stand on business.
Even his homeboys that's pumping him up. Even his homeboys that's pumping him up.
He's like, all right,
if
stop.
If
the shit
really
right,
go
shut
down,
up,
they're going
right,
to leave
stop.
His ass there. No, I'm talking about in the streets. If he out there running with all these yes men all around him. Feel me for clout. If his circle
don't even
a bunch
know
of
it.
Yes niggas because
don't
he's
even
spending
know it.
Money and funded the
you don't even know
that
though.
That.
You
and
don't even know that
shit
though.
Go bad, they gonna leave his ass and he gonna be dead in the streets. That's when it's gonna be like, wow, they gonna leave him, man. They don't respect him either, man.
But no disrespect to the young guy because I'm sure he does stand on business. But if you even look at King, you can see he. Come on, man. That's not you. And the streets will eat you alive, bro. You know what I mean? You standing on business because T.I. is your daddy, and you probably never had to get in a real issue because you've been protected. Not saying that you're not scary. I'm not saying that you don't stand on business, but you've been protected when
you didn't even know
you were being protected. You were being protected when you didn't even know you were being protected. Let me say that. You feel me?
And
so,
guess
like,
what?
Dude,
And guess what? His daddy went to prison with all them goddamn guns. He was protected beyond protection within the word. That nigga had every gun in the world when he went to with the jail.
Yeah.
Feel me? That nigga was really protected physically and financially. And his little albino looking ass wanna be all off the hook. Man,
that's why I'm saying though, real in the streets for real, you know, Tweed, he wouldn't last because they it's certain stuff about the streets that they feed on and see, and you are one that they will see and not, you know, like, yeah, we got one, like they say.
They
so
automatically
like,
know he ain't about that life.
Yeah,
they
say we got one.
Yeah, we
they just let him hang around because he's funding the parties and
but he doesn't understand that.
Bringing all the weed and all that shit.
But he don't understand that yet. He don't understand that, obviously. And it's nothing bad. It don't mean that he doesn't stand on business and he's don't have heart because, that's not the point, though. You have to realize, like Queen said earlier and we all said, your ego is not your amigo, buddy. Period.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That's a good one right there. Because what can a 19-year-old do to any real man? Dude, you ain't even...
Nothing.
Yeah, man, your goddamn balls ain't dropped all the way good. You don't know
what
it is.
They'll have you sucking your own balls trying to hang out in the streets with them.
Yeah.
What does he even do for himself? You know, it's like, come on, man.
Nothing.
Come on, man.
At that game, he
you
was showing up out and talking shit at. You were at that game because of your daddy and mama. You know, you're at the Falcons game talking shit about your daddy and mama.
Ungrateful.
Yeah.
And his daddy was came out with the cameras rapping.
Yeah.
It's like, dude,
because he was being honored
so
that
privileged.
Night. His daddy
so
was being honored that night.
Don't even know.
And you know, you and not to say, like I said too, it doesn't take away, I don't know, because that type of stuff goes on in any home. But again, we're talking about social media. The little boy was going live when this whole thing was going on. So even if that went on, we didn't have to know about it. But he was going live while this was going on. So this is what I'm talking about. The part that the social media part plays in this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was lying. You have to know that. Even if that went on, you have to know it.
It backfired against him.
But obviously that's been going on. Now we got to see it. That's been going on. Obviously King been doing this shit. So we did get to see it, but we didn't have to. But maybe everything
happens. Charleston White is back on his ass now, too. Charleston White jumped back up in the mix.
And you see, that's the bad part. I seen that tweet. And that's the bad part because now – As a father, even though T.I. probably mad at you and woo, but now it's a different part because you have someone like Charleston White is a grown man, even though King is a grown man now. He's 18, 19, but you're bringing this shit in the game now. As a father, I'm offended. You know, Queen, as a father, as you should. And now I may be going back and forth with this dude all because you decided to do this shit. All because you decided to bring this shit to the internet, though. You feel me?
Behind King, the second time.
Yeah, that's
Charleston
my point.
White has come up.
Yeah. And you put me in a situation now. Now you're putting me as your father in a situation.
Yeah,
because
I'm
going to
defend you. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So his shit goes deep, man.
Yeah, it goes deep. And that's what the internet
deeper
does.
Deeper than Atlantis. Deeper than Atlantis.
Yeah.
Well, man, it's been swell, but I got a bail, y'all.
I got a bail, too, man.
Every one of y'all.
Love y'all, man. Thank you,
y'all tomorrow.
Thank you, bro.
All right,
great episode, though.
Thanks.
Great. This shit was great.
Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome,
Queen. Take some Geritol and listen to us tomorrow night.
I'm going to stay up just to listen to y'all tomorrow night. I'll be there.
All right. Go get you some Geritol, right. And you'll be all right.
I love Geritol,
y'all.
Though, all right, I'm going to be there. Love you.
Peace.
All right, bro. See you tomorrow night, man. 93.3 Tweed FMism tomorrow night. Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tune in. Tweed Cadillac. Me, on behalf of myself, Queen Jean. Thank you, Queen. This episode was not supposed to go where it went, but I guess I'm glad it did because, you know, we had a great conversation tonight. So thank you.
You're welcome. It went exactly where it was supposed to go. That's why I say we can plan things, but you know, when topics are topics and hey, things need to be said, it's gonna be said. So it's just like getting a Holy Ghost. You can't stop what needs to come out.
Right.
That's what's up.
So I enjoyed the show. So yeah. So peace and love to you, King G Lou, and thank you for everybody who tuned in. And special shout out to Twee for hanging out.
I might have to put
us
this on YouTube.
Oh, that's gonna be funny. And B. Ali, thank you for tuning in as well. You know,
yeah,
when I said it's not going to be funny, it's going to be interesting to see who listens to it and see if there's any comments. So, a peace and love to everybody. Be blessed. Have a wonderful night and say your prayers tonight. And, Ashe.
Ashe. There you go. I was waiting on that part. There it is right there. Queen Jean, G Lou, Westside Wednesday's world famous radio show. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Tune in Friday night for Flashback Fridays with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy and for OG Sundays. With that being said, we love you all. Thank you for the support, love, and respect. And we out of here, y'all. Peace and love. Good night.
Peace and love. Okay.